Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
AM760.net.
Spotlight on Michelle Obama.
I come here as a wife.
It was a very well-designed speech.
And Ted Kennedy electrifies the convention.
The hope rises again, and the dream lives on.
Tonight belongs to Hillary.
The Obama campaign is counting on a hard sell unity message.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young.
And I'm Barry Bagnato, live at the Democratic National Convention with the CBS World News Roundup.
Our nation's next First Lady, Michelle Obama.
The first night here, a family affair. Michelle Obama, with a tinge of tremble, declared, "I love this country," and promised he would reach out to Americans and, as she put it, fight for the world as it should be.
He'll achieve these goals the same way he always has. By bringing us together and reminding us how much we share and how alike we really are.
In the hall, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer.
It was a very well-designed speech. I mean, this business of that's why I love America. Don't forget, there was a real low point in the Obama campaign when she said, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of America. This was a speech designed for a purpose.
Barack Obama popped up via satellite to share her moment.
Now you know why I asked her out so many times, even though she said no. You want a persistent president.
And some cuteness on stage with his daughters.
I love you, Daddy.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
The aging head of the Democratic family, Senator Ted Kennedy, delivered a rousing speech that almost made people forget he's fighting cancer.
The hope rises again, and the dream lives on.
An emotional appearance, CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Edward M. Kennedy.
There were cheers and tears for the senator who's battling brain cancer. He said nothing could have kept him away.
I have come here tonight to stand with you, to change America, and to elect Barack Obama President of the United States.
Kennedy, age 76, looked good and ignited the delegates. Many feel a link between great Democrats of the past and their giant hopes for the near future.
Families fight, of course, and this one's no different.
Let the delegates vote. Let the delegates vote.
As Hillary Clinton supporters demanded full roll call recognition for her, Obama backers shouted,
"You lost! You lost! You lost!"
Will she use her time on stage to bring Democrats together?
Convention spotlight will shine on Hillary Clinton's major speech tonight. The Obama campaign is counting on a hard sell unity message. Senator Clinton still has strong support among key voting segments that Obama needs, especially women, blue-collar workers, and older Americans.
Was there a plot to assassinate Obama? Police are investigating that possibility after an arrest in nearby Aurora.
The sergeant discovered inside his truck a bulletproof vest, two rifles, ammunition, walkie-talkies, and drugs.
In all, three have been nabbed. One, Nathan Johnson, in a rambling jailhouse interview, said of the other two,
"But yeah, they were here to do that, to assassinate him. It's about as hard for me as well as it is for you to understand."
And a mile from this convention hall, police arrested about 100 protesters after a clash. Nick?
Well, while the Democrats held sway at the main event in Denver, John McCain was center stage on The Tonight Show, where host Jay Leno couldn't resist poking fun at the candidate's age.
You have a birthday Friday.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Again, we were going to have a cake, but the fire marshal said that many candles.
McCain will be 72 on Friday. He also used his appearance, his 13th on the show, to try to parry the Democrats' attacks that he's out of touch because he didn't know how many homes he and his wife own. Senator Ted Stevens faces six challengers in today's Alaska Republican primary, but he's expected to win the nomination. That's despite a federal indictment charging him with failing to report more than $250,000 in home improvements and other gifts from officials of Vico Corporation, an oil services company. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Beverly Weaver with an AM 760 local news update. The big names were out last night at the Pepsi Center.
I come here as a wife who loves my husband and believes he will be an extraordinary president.
Michelle Obama making the keynote address for the opening night of the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Her husband joining in on satellite.
Michelle,
hi, Daddy.
You were unbelievable. And
you
also look very cute.
Thank you.
Senator Hillary Clinton expected to be the star of the show today. A threat against the candidate himself. Aurora police and several other municipalities say they've arrested three men for carrying weapons. Now they're investigating whether they made statements threatening Barack Obama. Police say it was never a credible threat. About 100 people arrested yesterday from the protester ranks. They clashed with police about a mile from the Pepsi Center. And an Amber Alert has been issued for a five-month-old baby, Avaya Lampkins. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says she was taken by her father and believed to be headed for Colorado Springs.
He is the biological father. He broke into the house and used the knife to force the mother to leave. She got loose from the suspect.
Police say he was last seen driving a silver Saturn with Colorado plates 175RSW.
Attention. Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are now eligible to try Hydralyze free. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-496-2620. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away. Watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call this number today, 1-800-496-2620, 1-800-496-2620.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Describe this to you. We're in the mezzanine area, I guess you would call it, of the Pepsi Center. There are all these radio stations that are all crammed together. Our sister station, KBCO, is to the right of me. And then to the left of me is KOA. But then behind us and around us are all these talk stations from like Tulsa and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., and it's interesting to sit here and listen to these hosts slant the news and also scream out all this stuff about Barack Obama and about the Democratic Party. And there was a guy behind me who said, in answer to the story about John McCain not knowing how many houses he owned, he's having callers call in to estimate Joe Biden's worth. Now, what one has to do with the other, I have no clue. John Turk is here, who put in, like, all day yesterday. Hey, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
Half zombified.
And I noticed that the world's smartest man, David Sirota, is not present.
He had a 5:30 interview from his house, and then he was going to come in here.
Well, so when does he plan to be here? Like 10 o'clock in the morning after we're already off?
No. He said he'll probably be here between 6:30 and 7:00. Imagine.
Well, we ought to pick on him anyway.
Yeah, we should. He deserves it.
Yeah, considering he's not here this morning.
Well, he won't have the makeup on this morning.
Yeah, we'll have to get on his case. Kenny Dana now with the station is saying something. What, Kenny? Do we want newspapers? Sure, we'll take newspapers. We'll take anything we can get our hands on. Anyway, this is day two of the DNC. If we get a chance to go to some phones this morning, because we've got a lot of guests lined up, but if we get a chance to go to some phones, I want to ask you what you thought about Michelle Obama's speech last night, and also what you thought about Ted Kennedy. I thought both speeches were great. I DVR'd them and then got up this morning and watched them. I thought Michelle Obama's was great. And, you know, frankly, I heard a lot of people criticizing, believe it or not.
I know what you're going to say.
Her kids.
Yes, I knew you were going to say
and
it.
And, you know,
them using the kids and the whole deal.
And
I thought
why?
That's what America wants to see, don't you think?
Well, why would you criticize their kids? I mean, they're outgoing, they're smart, they're intelligent, and they...
Here's what it is.
They did a great job.
The Obamas know how to use the media.
Well, but it's like, you know, it's like daddy and, you know, where are you, daddy? I mean, but people were saying, like, well, what do you mean? His daughter doesn't know where he is? Well, you know, how old is she? She's about Maddie's age, isn't she?
Yeah, six or seven. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, she's about 7 years old.
I thought it was genuine.
Yeah, wouldn't Maddie do exactly the same thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't understand really what's going on.
Me and Robin Hart were talking about that on the way down here this morning. You know, that's what our kids would do to us.
Yeah, and so everybody around here is going, oh, you know, the kids were getting in the way. And
control your kids.
Yeah, you know, all of that. And then the other thing is, excuse me, which the media is really looking for here, okay? They're really looking for, and they're talking it up on the networks. All right, the division between the Hillary people and the Obama people, and this poll that shows that 12 or 13% of the Hillary supporters are going to vote for John McCain. And I made the case to a radio station this morning in Alabama that that's because these folks believe the John McCain of 2000, and they really don't know the John McCain of 2008, and that if you're a woman and you're planning, because you're mad about Hillary, you're planning to vote for John McCain, okay, he is the worst threat to women's rights of any candidate that I can remember, and he'll roll back women's rights. So this whole thing is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But it's the media, once again, looking for a fight, jumping on anything they can. And then the last thing here is, and you hear this around Radio Row here, and you hear it at the DNC, this whole business about their answer to every criticism about John McCain, the right-wing answer here is, well, you can't pick on him for how many houses that he doesn't know he has. You can't pick on him for the fact that he wanted a war in Iraq even before George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the administration brought it up. You can't pick on him for the fact that he has a lousy record in supporting the troops and the GI Bill. You can't pick on him for any of those things because John McCain deserves an immediate pass because he's a POW, because he was a POW.
That's ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, you know what? We honor his service.
So POWs have the right to do anything they want? Is that what
Well, I mean, yeah, they have a right to contradict themselves. They have a right to, switch positions from 2000. They have a right to have a different answer for a question every 20 minutes or every, 2 hours. And that you got to leave him alone because he's a POW. And he's working like a two-road strategy here. On one hand, yesterday in an appearance, he said that he honored, you know, that he's facing an honorable opponent in Barack Obama. But then on the other hand, he's like, he's like his surrogates and his TV ads are attacking the guy. I mean, why can't we just have some discussions about the issues that face this country instead of all this hyperbole?
I think America's past the old attack ad thing. It's just old. Old hat, and I think people are just sick of it.
I get tired of seeing it. But I wish we could just bring you here and have you walk up and down Radio Row and listen to the majority of the talk stations that are here, because the majority of them are all right-wing, and listen to all of the absurd statements they make and the weird questions they ask their audiences. Like, about Joe, how much is Joe Biden worth? Well, what has that got to do with the fact that John McCain didn't know how many houses that he owned. What does that have to do with the fact that, you know, John McCain is not the John McCain of 2000? What does any of that have to do with it? How much Joe Biden's worth? Since when is having money in this country a sin? But if you can't remember how many houses you had, how are you going to remember? I mean, this guy can't remember the Czechoslovakia was split. But how much money you have, you know, that's a stereotype that these people try to put off on us. Like, oh, you've got money?
Well, the whole elitism thing is brought out a lot.
That's the other thing, too, about elitism. Mary was saying this to me yesterday. This is so true. Do you want a president who's dumber than you, or do you want one who's smarter than you? I want one who's smarter.
Yeah, the
Since
last 8 years have been brutal.
Okay, so when is knowledge, you know, when is knowledge and good judgment considered to be elite?
Right. And see, I think his heart's in the right place.
Absolutely.
I can just tell his heart's in the right place.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. But it's like all of a sudden, it's like, well, he's elite.
See, when I look at McCain, I don't think he's in it for his heart. When I look at Barack Obama, I do think that. You know?
Do you think he's in it because he feels like, I'm talking about McCain now. Do you think he's in it because he feels like he has to do it?
I do. He's the chosen one. You know?
Yeah, he's anointed.
Basically.
And what's really weird is Cindy McCain is going to Georgia today to go look at the casualties.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah, like, okay, wait a minute. She's representing the United States. What position does she hold?
She's a senator's wife.
I mean, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
It's like having my min pin, Jackson.
But again,
go.
You know, we've talked to Elizabeth Kucinich about stuff, you know.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Kucinich is not running off to Georgia to look at casualties.
Right.
All right, it's 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John Turk, and David Sirota at some point here from the Republican. I did that yesterday, too, from the Democratic National Convention at the Pepsi Center. Now, coming up, we're going to talk to Cokie Roberts, and I'm going to ask Cokie Roberts about her comment about the fact that Barack Obama goes to Hawaii, that that's exotic, which, to me, is a ridiculous premise. But we'll get into that with Cokie Roberts, and we'll also try to squeeze some of your phone calls.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD with 31 different languages. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Uh-huh. Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-338-1987. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
Involved in the Food from the Hood Entrepreneurship Program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. Fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Well, well. Marilyn Musgrave is at it again.
What did she do this time?
She's on a publicity trip in Alaska with her friends from Big Oil.
Didn't she just pull a publicity stunt in Washington?
Yeah, but the Coloradoan called her on that one. She looks silly.
Gas prices are still through the roof, and I have no idea what Musgrave's doing other than publicity stunts.
Well, what makes me really angry is to hear that Musgrave voted to give huge tax breaks to the big oil companies, even as they make billions in profits by gouging us at the pump.
If she were in Colorado, maybe we could tell her.
Call Marilyn Musgrave at 970-663-3536 and tell her we need lower fuel costs, not billions for big oil. Paid for by Majority Action.
We're at the Democratic National Convention, and our very special guest is Croaky Roberts, who not only writes a newspaper column with her husband, but is also seen all over ABC TV and various radio outlets. And is there anything you don't do that you're not seeing anyplace?
Well, you don't see me grandmothering, and I do a lot of that.
Okay, so we don't know about your grandmothering, but maybe you can put that on TV sometime.
No, I think not.
So we can find out more about that.
That would be ugly.
All right. Do you mind me picking a couple of bones with you?
No, of course not.
Okay. What is this thing about Barack Obama going to Hawaii? That's exotic when every third person I run into has either had a honeymoon there or they've gone and visited, except for me.
In his own book, he talks about that. He talks about coming to the mainland and being considered exotic, having come from Hawaii. And look, that's what Hawaii sells. Hawaii sells being exotic. It doesn't, it doesn't sell being Kansas. It sells Lays and hula hoops and hula skirts and all of that. And that's exotic. There's nothing wrong with exotic. And there's nothing wrong with Hawaii. It's a lovely place. But if what you're trying to sell is I'm a regular guy just like you, you're probably better off going to Lake Michigan near your home in Chicago.
But regular people go to Hawaii.
I understand.
I mean, I don't know. I'm the only person probably on the planet that's never been to Hawaii.
Well, why don't you go? It's beautiful.
I don't know, because I'm just really not kind of interested in it.
It's actually quite interesting. The volcano on the Big Island is very interesting, and the history is very interesting.
Yeah, I just have never been interested in going. But when I heard you make that comment, I thought to myself, well, what's exotic about it? Because everybody I run into has been there.
For vacation. There's a big difference. People go to the Caribbean for vacation, too. I mean, what Barack Obama needs to do, and what I fully expect him to do at this convention, and I expect him to do it successfully at this convention, is to convince the American people that he's a regular guy, that he's like them, that they can connect to him. And Joe Biden is doing his best. I mean, he told the Scranton newspaper yesterday he'd have you back if he was playing a game with you. That's the kind of thing he needs to do.
Yeah, I guess the reason I got sensitive to that was because I think that there is this move, certainly on the part of the right, and I think that the media plays into it sometimes, that Barack Obama is not one of us and that he's kind of exotic and he's kind of strange and he's not really, a regular person. And
that's exactly what his problem is with the voters, and that's what he needs to fix. And as I said to you, I fully expect that he will do an excellent job of that here at this convention. But that is, so far, what his problem is. The voters are not connecting. They are fascinated, but they're not sort of seeing him as somebody they recognize instantly. And that's what Biden is here to help do.
Maybe I see that differently because I lived in Chicago 3 times, and the last time I lived there, he was my state legislator.
Well, that's very different.
And then he became my senator.
Sure.
And you know how it is in the media. I mean, you run into somebody all the time.
Right.
So you say, well, here's this guy who worked his way up.
Right. Absolutely.
And he's not.
Look, Bill Clinton had exactly the same problem going into his convention, where people thought that he was some elite Ivy League kid who didn't know anything about regular people, and he fixed it. He fixed it with his boy from Hope story, with his single mother story, all of that. And then they got on that bus and just sat on every hay bale in America. So I think, you're going to see a very similar thing at this convention.
The polls, they're tight. Is that because a lot of people in America really don't yet know Barack Obama? I mean, they know him by the name and they know him by what they see on blurbs and TV, and he's on the front of the Denver Post, for instance. But they really don't know him.
Sure, we're saying the same thing over and over again here.
Okay, but wait a minute, I'm going somewhere else with this.
All right, let's hear it.
So follow me. How much of this do you think has to do with the ugly word of racism?
Well, obviously racism is going to be a problem. This country has had a horrible history on the subject, and it's not going to go away overnight, and it's not going to go away because a very interesting, intelligent, attractive young man has achieved the phenomenal post of Democratic Party nominee. I think it goes a long way. I think that nomination goes a long way toward closing the door on some of our worst racist moments, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is.
But I think that obviously it's still part of our culture.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that's true, but it's true. I don't think it's just race, however, that is creating this sense that you have just described. I think that it is it just as people don't know him. They don't know him. And I think that as they get to know him, and I think Michelle Obama will start that tonight, that they will feel much more comfortable.
Does age play a part
in
McCain's campaign?
Of course it does. Just look at the polling on it. The number of voters who say they're uncomfortable with his age is higher than the number of voters who admit they're uncomfortable with Obama's race. And I think age plays a part in Obama's campaign as well, both positively and negatively. There's some people who think that's great. That's what we need, young blood to come in and shake things up. And there are others who think too young.
All right.
And his biggest problem is with older voters. And older voters are the people you can count on to show up at the polls. So that's, that might be an age issue. Who knows?
Your educated guess. Who does McCain pick?
I've been joking about this for the last several weeks that it was easy for Obama because all he had to pick was a boring white guy and they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
But for McCain, it's really hard for him. There's no sort of shake it up person who is credible. And Mitt Romney, I think everybody is telling him he ought to pick because Romney could carry Michigan. And Romney, if he does pick Romney, would be the only one of the four nominees who has some sort of economic expertise. He is personality free. And that's a problem for a candidate running for office.
So you have no...
No, I guess if you got me down and tickled me, I'd say it was probably going to be Romney. But I think McCain is looking for every excuse not to do that because I think he just doesn't like the guy.
So then if it's not Romney, it would be, in your mind?
Ted Pawlenty probably, decide to go for somebody who does connect in the same way Joe Biden connects.
All right, last question. Joe Biden. What positive, what negatives?
Joe Biden is, first of all, I hope that someday this week he sits down with you because he's a lot of fun. He's just
he's very charismatic and outgoing.
He's a nice guy. And that's a big plus, that he's a nice guy. And he does connect. He immediately connects with the voters that, at the moment, Obama's having trouble with, which is white Catholics. And his disadvantage is he's been in the Senate forever. And he has a loose tongue. Now, I think he'll try to have that under control from now to November. But sometimes people just can't help themselves. And you've seen it with McCain. It was so You could just see, I could just see his campaign rolling their eyes when he was at the Rick Warren Church, because he makes this joke about $5 million, and he says, oh, I'm going to get heat for that. You know, so don't say
it. Yeah, don't say it if you don't want to get heat. You're exactly right. Stop right there.
That's right. You know, put a little governor on that tongue.
Yeah, don't move any further. You're making it more difficult than it already is. Thank you for coming by.
It's
really appreciate you take the time. And once again, Cokie Roberts from ABC, all over the tube, all over the print, all over the radio, over the convention.
I'm heading home.
Are you?
Yeah.
When are you leaving?
One.
Really? Today's it?
That's it.
You're not coming back after this?
I'm not. It's my 17th convention.
Well, it was good to meet you.
Nice
good to have
you
on. Thank you so much,
okay.
Man. All right, it's 6:29, 29 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. And David Sirota gave me a bunch of stuff I could have used against her. For instance, that here she is, she's in the news media, and yet she gets paid big money to make corporate speeches. But, you know, the old J. Marvin would have gone after her, but I guess I just don't have what it takes anymore to pull that off. By the way, we've been informed that David Sirota has so many speaking engagements and that he's so in demand that he will not be on the show today.
So I get home last night, like 8 o'clock, and Stacy says, hey, Dave was just on TV. And I'm like,
well, I know, is he becoming a big media star?
Well, no, and it wasn't really a thing they just showed. It was like a Fox 31 deal, and they showed like the blog, the Big Tent thing.
Right.
Going on, you know, Progress is now Big Tent. And they're like, a new place for people to blog, and they showed David sit on this little couch typing away.
Yeah. He's becoming a big media star.
He is.
He's outgrown the
media,
show.
Media darling.
Yes, he's outgrown the show. Dave, I know you're home listening. You ought to be ashamed of yourself that you accepted all these other assignments instead of coming here and being on this show. We're really, you know, we're never going to ever give that up. We're going to give you hell about that from now until, well, until whatever. Same way we're going to give John McCain hell about not knowing how many houses he has. All right, it's 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with John Turk, and we're live at the Democratic National Convention at Radio Row, and we'll take a check at traffic now with Todd Parker. Todd.
A couple lanes of Spear Boulevard are now open downtown. There is one lane shut down. For the time being, everybody's just kind of humming along Spear. But as more traffic starts to build, that's going to get very busy. Southbounders on I-25 starting to slow down right around 84th. We're also seeing more traffic on both 76 as well as on 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For your end-of-summer celebration, or any time, visit Safeway for inspiration and great savings. Or save money and time at...
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Woo-hoo! Mario Solis' marriage will broadcast live Friday at 4. More details on AM760.net.
You can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant. Your phone's done your way, full-time or a la carte. They're live, friendly, smart, and guided by you. We'll do the ordinary. You get more time on the important. Fits any budget. Intelligent Assistance only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Nonstop coverage of the Democratic National Convention continues today in the Rocky Mountain News and online at RockyMountainNews.com. Want to know what speech to watch and where the pundits are partying? The Rocky has it. Worried about traffic tie-ups, demonstrations, and protests? Check RockyMountainNews.com before heading out the door. Looking for the best convention coverage in America? The Rocky Mountain News Pulitzer Prize winning staff delivers it every morning. See the difference and pick up today's Rocky Mountain News and log on to RockyMountainNews.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk coverage of the Democratic National Convention is brought to you by the Colorado legend, Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza. Bojo's mountain pies are famous. They reach impressive elevations with over 10 sauces, 30 meats, fruits, vegetables, and 10 cheeses. The choice is yours. Need healthy choices? Try their soup and salad bar with over 30 garden grades. Gluten-free pizza is also available. Travelocity awarded Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza one of the top insider spots in the U.S. Visit Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and locations.
Debt does not equal wealth. Debt is dangerous,
Dennis, the beginning of the end? Do you know what rich people have? They have cash and no debt. That's it. If you knew how much money you were burning on interest every month, you wouldn't be managing the cash the way you are now. If you want to start understanding how interest really works and learn how to stop burning your cash, come to the free Real Talk Debt Elimination Workshop, where we're going to teach you the strategies that banks and credit card companies don't want you to know about. Register now by calling 877-291-8373. That's 877-291-8373 for a free debt elimination workshop. When you come to our free workshop, you will get our proprietary debt elimination coaching software for free. So sign up today, 877-291-8373, or you can register online at www.goRealTalk.com. Stop burning cash on interest, people!
Good morning, 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. And the high today should be in the 90s, and I'm taking a guess on that because we don't have a weather forecast in front of us. We're here at the Democratic National Convention. I'm broadcasting live, and it's a real pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to have you along this morning. Let's talk to a guy who's on this radio station every evening, and one of the most knowledgeable people I know, and it's the one and only Tom Hartman. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning. You're down there at Radio Row?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's great. I'll be there in 3 hours myself.
I may still be here 3 hours from now.
Yeah, well, if you are, it'd be great to meet you. I do the morning show on KPOJ from, let's see, Mountain Time would be 9 to 10. And
Where are you? Now we're doing, like, inside stuff here, and so people are listening and going, what are they talking about? Where are you? Are you downstairs, or where are you?
At the moment, I'm in my hotel room. But
no, I don't mean now. Yeah. I mean, like, later this morning.
Yeah, at radio on Radio Row, the one that Ellen Ranner's Talk Radio News Service runs.
Okay.
Which is on the ground floor, I think, when you first walk in.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly where that is. So when I get off, I'll come down there and look for you.
Cool. That'd be great.
All right. Let's talk about your experience yesterday, because by the time you got on the air and started to get underway, we had wrapped it up here and had, taken 2 or 3 hours to find our way out of here. But your overall feeling about the convention so far?
I think from the viewpoint of what most of America has seen, it's great. Last night, Teddy Kennedy and Caroline and just the whole thing, and Michelle Obama's speech was just she knocked it out of the ballpark. It's astounding to me how much coverage the Republicans are getting, and these so-called Pumas.
Yeah.
They had one of these women on national television last night. She said, well, I'm going to vote for McCain. And I said, well, what about his policies on, putting anti-abortion judges on the bench and all this kind of thing? And she says, oh, he's pro-choice.
Yeah, she didn't even know what his record was. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and Jon Stewart, I guess, did a real slap down on the news media yesterday. I didn't see it. My wife was telling me about it, and I've been reading articles about it, but basically saying that the line between news reporting and commentary has become so blurred that Americans can't tell the difference.
Yeah. I agree with that. And as somebody, I guess you've been in the media as long as I have. I mean, I'm going on 34 years and started when I was a teenager. And,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, and look how much has changed. And you're right. You really cannot tell where the line is or where the shield is between journalism and opinionated talking heads, where in the old days you could tell the difference between the two.
Yeah. Oh, and in the old day, I mean, I did news for 7 years in Lansing, Michigan on WITL, and we weren't even allowed to talk to salespeople.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't even talk to
them. Yeah, exactly.
You get fired for that.
Yeah, and I remember the days when you couldn't talk to the news person when you're on the air as a disc jockey, but now it's become this whole different game. And what you've got is you've got all these pundits sitting around almost to the point, I think, in a lot of ways, of manufacturing news. I mean, did you get a sense yesterday here, because I certainly didn't, that there's that big of a degree of disunity between those people who supported Hillary Clinton and those who support Barack Obama? I didn't get that sense.
I actually went looking for it, Jay. And, I mean, every Democrat that I came across, and I probably talked with, 20, 30 delegates or superdelegates yesterday, and I couldn't find a single one. And you know, I brought it up in the beginning of my show, and by the end of, but not just on my show, I mean, as well as throughout the day, and I, because I also debated Dennis Prager yesterday, and then I moderated a panel in the afternoon with Arianna Huffington and John Podesta and David Sirota, and so I, you know, I was bouncing all over the place all day, and I couldn't find anybody who was, you know, angry, basically, is the bottom line. I met a lot of folks who initially supported Clinton, but everybody seemed united. I think that what we're seeing here is the press trying, you know, they thrive on conflict, and I think that they're generating it as much as they're reporting on it.
6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tom Hartman, who's on here in the evenings here on AM 760. See, I had the same situation. I went and was over at 15th and Market and walked around and saw delegates, and I just kind of walked up to them and said, gee, you know, who did you support in the primaries? And I ran into a lot of people who said, well, we supported Hillary Clinton. And I said, well, how do you feel now? And they had Obama buttons on and were talking about how it's our year and Obama's great. And so I didn't get any of that at all, and I must have talked to probably 50 to 60 to 70 people, because I just wandered around and started talking to people. Anybody who had a you know, delegate's credential on them, or was from out of state, as well as giving them directions on how to get to places, I also sat there and you know, asked them flat out, and I didn't get any of that. And I think you're right. I think it's the media out there looking to churn up something that doesn't exist.
Well, and let's not forget the RNC. You know, I grew up in Michigan, which has open primaries.
Oh, right.
And they, every opportunity, I mean, Republicans would always vote the Democratic primaries to try to screw up the Democratic race. They got, you know, they had a weak candidate for governor one year, and so they voted in the Democratic primary, and they got the Democratic nominee to be Jack Kevorkian's lawyer, a guy everybody considered to be crazy. I'm not kidding. I mean,
well, that's kind of like when Barack Obama ran for the Senate. I was working at WLS in Chicago, and they bring in Alan Keyes.
Yeah.
To run on the Republican ticket. I mean, what is that?
Well, that was a pathetic effort, I guess. But you know, I'm wondering how many of these angry disaffected Hillary voters, the Poomers or whatever, that the media seems to dig up, you know, here and there, are actually Republicans who are just still part of Operation Chaos.
Yeah, you know what? When I saw that woman on that McCain ad, I thought, okay, do a little research on her, and it's going to turn out to be that she's really a member of the GOP.
Yeah, or one of the, you know, a quote independent end quote who never was politically involved but always leaned toward the GOP or something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now I'm going to ask you. I've asked you this before on the air, but I want to go over it again because much is being made of this about the polls being so tight. Talk about that a little bit. I mean, does that worry you?
It does. Bob Herbert has a good column in this morning's New York Times about it. He says that because of the Bradley effect, he doesn't use the phrase Bradley effect, but, you know,
right.
that Tom Bradley, the African-American mayor of Los Angeles, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the mayor of L.A.
Yeah, that you know, the vote always came out lower than the polls because there's a bunch of white folks who will not admit to a pollster that they're racist, basically. And Bob Herbert said that, you know, among the people who say they're going to vote for Obama, you need to shave 2 or 3 points off because of the racism factor, which is a whole lot less than it was when Tom Bradley was around, but still, it's there. And that among independents, people who say that they have not yet made up their mind, a whole lot of them haven't made up their mind because they're struggling with racism or they don't want to admit it. And he said it's going to be a much bigger factor there. And therefore, really, Obama's behind in the polls right now. And yeah, it worries me a lot.
Yeah, it does me too, except one thing. When Bradley ran for the governorship of California, there was a handgun amendment on the ballot that year, which made it even rougher because Bradley, having been a former police chief too, did not run what I would call a pro-gun campaign. So that gave him a disadvantage as well as the fact of the color of his skin.
Well, I've heard folks debunk the Bradley effect theory. And I frankly just don't know what to make of it all.
When you say they debunk it, I mean, how do they debunk it?
There was a real interesting political analysis that I read maybe about 6 months ago or six or eight months ago that just, as you were talking about, they looked at everything else that was going on in that race and how he ran his campaign and how the polling was done. and came to the conclusion that, in fact, most people, that if there was a Bradley effect, it was less than 1%, and that most people actually were answering honestly, and that Bradley lost not on the race but on the issues.
Yeah.
Not on his race but on the issues.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And I also think, too, as I said before, I think the handgun thing did not.
That was a piece of it.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest piece.
Right, didn't bode well for him. Plus, you've got another thing that goes on in that state, too, having grown up there. There is really a division between Northern California and Southern California, and I can remember back in the 50s and also in the 60s that occasionally they would float this idea of, well, we ought to break the state up because we're so different. And Bradley was from Los Angeles, and I don't know how well that plays in Sausalito, California. I don't know how well that plays in Marin County.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or Sacramento or any of those.
Well, it really is two states.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it really is.
And 200 miles south of San Francisco, just draw the line.
Yeah, and break the state up.
Yeah.
And I remember people who would, who would passionately give you that argument. I mean, they would openly give you that argument about, well, I live in Gardena, and I don't, those people living in Sacramento, they have nothing in common with me. And there was that whole, kind of separation issue. So in Barack Obama's case, I mean, I think that racism, yeah, okay, racism is a part of it. And then you've got another part of it going on. And the other part of it you've got going on is people really don't know him.
Yeah. Although
who I have passing by? Former President Jimmy Carter.
Hello, everybody.
You invited me to your church at one point.
Come on.
And I haven't come to Plains.
The invitation's still there.
I love you, sir.
Fine, come on back. Come on down.
All right. A lot of people get on President Jimmy Carter's case for being his situation, Tom, with Israel. I'm Jewish, but I happen to think that Jimmy Carter's right.
Well, I think he's very... I interviewed him extensively about this and read his book. I think his position is pro-Israel. I think it's been twisted around.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I think he was one of our best presidents.
Yeah, me too.
Amazing guy.
Yeah, I think he's just an amazing human being and an amazing individual, and he gets a bad rap. And I think you're right about that, too, about reading his book. If people would sit down and read his book, and read all of his books, they would get a better feel for how spiritual he is, and what a really great guy he is, and
a deeply human person.
Yeah, and so I just had the thrill of shaking his hand. How about that?
That's good on you, Jay.
Yeah. All right. Hang on a second. We're gonna do a little business, and then we're gonna come back and talk some more issues with Tom Hartman, who keeps you busy in the evenings here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we're glad that Tom got up this morning to get on the show with us. 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Todd Parker with traffic.
Watch out for a two-car accident. This is eastbound I-70 right around York. Sounds like it's blocking up that fast lane. That's going to throw a snag stretching back to I-25. That's about it for trouble spots around the metro. Eastbound 270 starting to get busy near Vasquez. Same deal for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming up on 84th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Rockies fans, catch the action throughout September when the Rockies take on the Astros, Giants, Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks. Get your tickets today at any Rockies ticket outlet or online at ColoradoRockies.com. Be there for the final home games of the 2008 season.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today I'll be live from the Pepsi Center. We'll ask the interviewers why they're asking such dumb questions.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Living with tinnitus can be a painful experience. Many who suffer report fighting depression, sleeplessness, and anxiety. But living with tinnitus doesn't have to be this way.
I've come out of the depression that comes along with my tinnitus. My life has changed. I'm feeling hopeful and uplifted, and tinnitus is not a big deal, and it doesn't really affect my life anymore.
Call Colorado Tinnitus and Hearing today and learn more about programs they have that can help you or someone you know. 303-534-0163. 303-534-0163.
It's 6:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. This place is buzzing like a beehive here because former President Jimmy Carter's here, so all of the media is trying to get in line to get a picture or talk to him just say anything to him. So that's what all the noise, if you hear any noise going on here, that's what it all is. And it's like suddenly this place is filled up with all kinds of journalists and people. Speaking of things filling up, Rockies Autos is chock full of great, clean, late model, previously driven vehicles, just about everything you can think of. So I just don't have time to name all of those off. But I will tell you this. You go to Rockies, they'll tell you, they'll show you, not tell you, they'll show you the book price on every single vehicle. Any vehicle you're interested in, they'll show you the book price. They're not going to hide a thing from you. They have their matching down incentive going on, and they do want to see your trade-in as well. They've got over 100 people out there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. A few of them, well, I can always mention my friend Spanky Herrera, who's out there, Freddie Labrato, Uncle Fester, Jules, Sherry, Ziggy. They're just a ton of really, really good folks working at Rockies Autos. And I have sent I don't know how many people out there, and, yeah, I've gotten one or two complaints because, look, it's a place staffed with human beings, and sometimes they do make mistakes. But the thing is, they're Colorado's number one largest volume dealer, and the reason? Repeat customers, because you go out there and you get treated right. Rockies Autos, they're open until 9 o'clock tonight, 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening. Get out there and see them, 63rd and Federal.
Exclusive four-story townhomes for sale in the historic Highlands neighborhood. Spectacular mountain and downtown views. Two-car garage with private entrance. Two fireplaces, granite countertops, multiple patios, and mahogany floors. Three unique floor plans, all over 2,200 square feet from the mid-sixes. Minutes from downtown in a quiet, peaceful setting. Urban living redefined. For more info, go to 3040zunai.com or call 303-345-6010. 303-345-6010. 3040zunai.com. You're finally home.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Never been a millionaire, and I tell you...
Oh, never been a millionaire. Well, I never have and never will be. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Jay Marvin along with you and John Turk. Here at the Democratic National Convention. We're here in Radio Row, and we got Tom Hartman on the line. We're going to finish up with Tom. And, Tom, are you back with us?
I am, and just wanted to, if you don't mind, let you know that I'm going to be doing a book signing tonight at Borders Books in Lone Tree at the Park Meadow Mall at 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, if I have any steam left at 6, man, maybe I'll get down there. And because you know what? I've got older books of yours that are not signed, so I should bring, like, all my books, and you should sign them all.
Oh, hey, come on down. Come on down. We can catch a cup of coffee or something afterwards.
We're doing a little bit inside business here. That's another thing. We need to connect up. I don't know. I guess we'll talk about it this morning because I'll come look for you.
Yeah, and I'll be there at 9. The shuttle from my hotel leaves here at 8, so I'm guessing there. I'll be there by 9, and I look forward to it, Jay.
All right. Final summation about the first day of the convention. Your thoughts?
I'm astounded by how effective the Republicans have been at getting their disruptor messages not into the convention itself, because I haven't seen much evidence of that, but into the national media, which is really the only reason the convention exists, is to be a national media, you know, infomercial. And it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats can effectively do the same next week, A. And B, I was astounded last night by Michelle Obama's speech. She has become a really, really, really competent political speaker. I mean, she could be a politician herself. That was such a brilliantly done speech, not just the writing of it, but the presentation of it. She's a real asset.
Yeah. You know what? You and I are on the same page on that. And plus, I also loved the fact that her kids were out there, too. I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, that was like cute on steroids.
Yeah, it really was. All right, Tom Hartman is on tonight here starting at 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And also, we'll be here at the convention a lot earlier. And hopefully, Tom, you and I will be able to hook up. And, Tom, real quick, plug your book signing again.
It'll be tonight at 6 o'clock at Borders Books in Lone Tree at the Park Meadow Mall.
Okay, you can't miss it. And get out there, and if you don't have Tom's new book, grab a hold of it, and plus Tom will sign it as well. Tom, as always, oh, my God, I just see Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Tom, thank you.
There you go, Jay.
Okay.
Have a great one. Thanks.
So over here, Congressman. Well, I thought I'd never run into you. I thought you would never come down here.
I never call. I never write. I know.
No, you call. You call all the time. But how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I heard you guys complaining that David Sirota was not on, and I figured I'd be a second, you know, second to him and come in and fill in for 5 minutes for him.
5 minutes? You need to come here and be on for the whole 4 hours.
No. I got to go give a speech to our Colorado delegation.
Right.
You know, just about what's going to go on today and all that sort of stuff. But it's 7:15, 7:30.
How's the convention going for you?
It's been wonderful. I mean, this is the culmination of a lot of work, a lot of effort by people for 18 months. And it's one of those things where you never think it's going to come together, and it's really come together well. And I'm proud of Colorado. I'm proud of Denver.
Yeah, me too.
I just think we're doing a good job. And, you know, there are going to be little, you know, confrontations, little glitches, but quite frankly, this has gone off well, and the weather's been great. You know, whatever kind of major storms we've had, they've sort of circled the area,
right,
and gone,
stayed away,
not around us. But, you know, last night was fantastic. I, Caroline Kennedy, then Ted Kennedy, then Michelle Obama. It was fantastic, and the crowd, there was nothing but energy in that building, in this building. And I would try to get to see different people. And what would be a clear path down an aisle, all of a sudden it would just fill. And it was fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good convention, and we're having a good one as well. How's your reelection effort going?
My opponent, I think, is a pretty smart guy. I think he's going to be articulate. But he's not been in politics before. He, you know, talks about the same old things, you know, which come up with the same old results.
Right.
That's the same that John McCain is. It's the same old stuff. So I think in terms of the issues and the direction he wants to take the campaign, it's not the direction this nation needs to go in. And, you know, I'm out there walking precincts pretty much every day, except for when I was working, you know, to get prepared for this convention. So I think it's going well, but you just don't know. You got to just work, and whatever happens, whatever the people will, that's what it is.
Well, if the people in your district are smart, they'll reelect you, because you are, and I've been doing talk radio now for 20-some-odd years plus. You're the most fabulous congressman I've ever met.
You're a very generous guy, and I thank you for that. I mean, there are a lot of fabulous congressmen, and they're all over the place in this building. Last night, a guy came, John Sarbanes. His father was Paul Sarbanes.
Right.
John is a congressman from Baltimore. And just the most wonderful guy. And I introduced him to my folks were here, my sister, my kids, Dina. Everybody was around. And we have so many like that. And I said to my dad, I said, you know, mark my words, this guy, John Sarbanes, will be president of the United States someday. He's just brilliant, wonderful guy.
Hey, I saw Barack Obama speak 4 years ago in Boston and thought to myself, this guy's got it. But you know what? You've got it, too.
Thank you.
Got it, too.
Barack Obama is what this is all about. You know, somebody asked me one time, you know, why was I supporting Obama? And, you know, I came out pretty
early
for
him.
And I said, because he's the future. And elections are all about the future. That's what an election is. What we want to see our country be. How we want to treat others. And this man, you know, it's the three I's. Obama is the three I's for me. Intelligence, inspiration, and integrity. Those three things are what we want in the President of the United States. And Obama is that in every way I can imagine.
Well, so are you. And we won't even get into media consolidation. We'll save that for another time. Hey, as always, it's just such an honor to have you on.
Well, I thank you. And, you know, I know I'm not a great stand-in for David Sirota. But when you talk to him next, tell him that his friend Ed came in and bailed him out.
No, you're not a stand-in for him. You're in a category all by yourself.
Okay.
I'll see you at the next government at the grocery store.
You bet. We're probably, I'm not sure where the next one is. Because I'm campaigning on Saturday so much, we probably won't do it until after the election is over.
All right.
Because there's, you know, we're 40 days from early voting now.
Yeah, well, we'll be there with you.
Okay.
We endorse you all the way.
Well,
you know that.
Thank you very much.
We love you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Congressman.
All right, see you guys.
Congressman Ed Perlmutter, thanks for stopping by. He's just the...
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now, that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus uniquely offers the world-class quality of a CSU education, conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certificate programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. The fall term begins September 1st. Enroll now, and you can lock in a tuition rate that's about half of what we normally charge. To learn more, a lot more, go to csuglobal.org. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the law office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
Party calls. If the Democrats all vote for Obama, he wins. Okay.
Ted Kennedy, fighting brain cancer, won over this convention hall with an emotional appearance and fiery speech. Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, followed with a passionate endorsement of her husband's quest.
Barack doesn't care where you're from, or what your background is, or what party, if any, you belong to. See, that's just not how he sees the world.
In nearby Aurora, police have arrested three men in an investigation of a possible plot to kill Obama. In a jailhouse interview, Nathan Johnson said this of one of his companions.
He made a comment in the past that he didn't believe a black should be a leader of this country.
I'm Barry Bagnato with the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Now here's Frank.
The CBI has canceled an Amber Alert. The CBI was searching for five-month-old Avaya Lampkins. Police have arrested her father, Justin Lampkins. They believe he stabbed her mother and took the child and headed to Colorado Springs. Again, police have canceled that Amber Alert.
A 20-mile stretch about 80 miles northwest of Philadelphia suffer four times the rate of polycythemia vera, or PV.
People are ready and looking for answers. They want the truth, however good or bad it may be.
Local resident Joseph Murphy, the area has several known toxic dump sites and a power plant fired by waste coal. But investigators say there is no proof of an environmental link yet, Frank.
A lot of people in Clovis, New Mexico are looking over their shoulders as they go about their business. Eight inmates broke out of the county jail last night. Six are still on the loose.
Kind of scared to come to work, but I went ahead and came anyways.
The inmates got out by climbing a pipe and cutting a hole in the jailhouse roof. Hurricane Gustav is drawing a bead on Haiti. The storm could have top winds of around 100 miles an hour by the time it slams ashore later today. A wildfire burning in Boise, Idaho has destroyed 10 homes and damaged 9 more. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Good morning, I'm Beverly Weaver with your AM 760 local news update. Day two of the DNC here in Denver. The potential First Lady, Michelle Obama, giving the keynote speech last night, trying to paint a picture of the human side of their lives.
This time, in this great country where a girl from the south side of Chicago can go to college and law school, and the son of a single mother from Hawaii can go all the way to the White House.
Her husband, Barack Obama, joined in via satellite at the Pepsi Center. Senator Ted Kennedy also making an appearance after a video tribute to the Kennedy family. He was not expected to attend due to his brain surgery. Not without debate still at the DNC.
We are protesting the hijacking of the DNC and the Democratic Party.
A group of Hillary Clinton supporters called PUMA, protesting the whole idea of party unity, saying that she should be the nominee. Hillary Clinton does take center stage at the Pepsi Center tonight. Protesters clashing with police early this morning. About 100 of them arrested for minor offenses. Police hit them with pepper spray. And federal agents investigating a potential threat against Barack Obama. Three men being held for carrying weapons and drugs. They're investigating one of the men for making threats against the candidate.
Behavior like this can be characterized as highly suspicious.
Investigators do say it was not a credible threat. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Beverly Weaver. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic Update.
Watch out for a crash. This is really messing things up over the elevated portion of I-70. It's on the eastbound side at York, blocking up the left lane, kind of causing delays in both directions, but especially for eastbounders. Southbound I-25 starting to slow up as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland on the approach to 112 up to 84th. Brakes loose for a little while, then you hit your brakes again coming up on I-70. Eastbounders on 6th Avenue getting a little bit crazy right around Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, where parents can find pediatric urgent and emergency care in the heart of Denver, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health. Level 1 care for all.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Denver DNC 2008, live from the Democratic Convention at the Pepsi Center. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. They actually gave me credentials to get in here. Jay Marvin and John Turk, and we're live here at the Democratic National Convention. I'm going to introduce you to a guy. I don't even think that I have time to read off all the things that he's done.
Please don't.
But he's a definite part of history. Robert Wiener, who is a public affairs and issue strategy, is what he does for a living. But he has been a part of so much of this country's history. And just briefly, Robert, if I can call you Robert. Because I can't read it all off. Just briefly, give us like a little sketch resume of all the things you've done.
Well, Jay and John, what a pleasure to be with you on Denver's answer to Rush Limbaugh, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
That's
appreciate
more
that.
Important in the context of this convention. But I've had the real privilege to work in the Clinton White House and for Congressman Conyers, Rangel, Pepper, Koch. Ted Kennedy launched my career in 1970. When I was his Western Massachusetts youth coordinator, and the passion that he had then, he conveyed last night. It was an emotional moment for me. I went up to the Massachusetts delegation because I wanted to be with
them. And Congressman Jim McGovern said, you stand with us. You are Massachusetts also. I was so proud to be part of that last night. And tears ran down my eyes when Teddy said, the dream lives again and the torch is again passed to a new generation. And that we must not send soldiers to a mistake. That must not happen. So I was so proud of Teddy for doing that last night.
Yeah, it must have been very emotional for somebody like you who had been so intimately involved with him and
It is now, as I, you know, tears run down my eyes as I think there in his frailty, recovering from brain cancer surgery, he makes a point of coming to the Democratic National Convention to convey to the American people how we must have change in America. And we have a vehicle, a wonderful one, a charismatic one, a leader who can actually finish a sentence in Barack Obama.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let's talk about some other things that you've done. You write op-ed pieces like there's no tomorrow. I mean, I've got a sheet here, and you write them on all kinds of things, the economy, Social Security, Medicare pensions, national health. Let's talk about national health
for
a second. I mean, I think that most reasonable human beings realize, most of you rational Americans realize that the health care system as we have it now is broken and that it needs to be fixed. But how do we get from where we are to where we should be?
It is such a myth to say that we have the best health care in America. And you're right, I write op-eds, and I had one just recently in the Palm Beach Post on this. We have the 47th worst life expectancy in the world. We're not first. The Washington Post just did a story that said that we are no longer the tallest. We're the sixth or seventh tallest, and that's an indicator of health. We're about 43rd on infant mortality. All this because the hospital industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the doctor's industry control the money that goes to the Congress and to the White House for campaign contributions in this country, and they dominate and block us from getting the national health insurance that 30 other countries have, while we have 47 million people that do not have national health insurance, and 100 million people who think they have health insurance, and yet their insurance companies deny them care when they ask for it. What an outrage we have. And healthcare, maybe it's trite, but it's true. Healthcare is a right, not a privilege.
That's exactly, you know what, that's exactly true. And it's shameful. It's shameful that, and I don't mean to say this in a way to put down Cuba, but it's shameful that you go to Cuba, that if you get sick in Havana, that you will get better health care there than you will in your own country.
Well, you know, the reason I don't use Cuba as a model, and I know Michael Moore did his movie, which was brilliant, but the messenger sometimes kills the message, unfortunately, because he's always for our side. And so, you know, they know that there's no objectivity in him. But the message of what he said was absolutely right, and you brought out Cuba. But I like to use Canada, England.
Well, those were the other, those were the other examples.
Germany. I mean, what's with us? And people say, we don't want socialism. Well, you know, it's not socialism to do health. Is it socialism to do the fire department, the police department, your libraries, your public schools? It's not socialism. It's doing what's right and what's necessary for America.
But you know what? We always end up going down this path. And the only reason I brought Cuba up was because I was there in 1995.
I was there when Castro first took over, and before we knew he was a communist.
Yeah, and I admit to the fact I went there without authorization of the United States government, so bust me.
Did you bring some cigars back?
Of course. I brought back everything I get my hands on.
I've gotten some illicit Cuban cigars from people who worked in the White House, went to Cuba, brought them back from their vacation.
Yeah, there you go. But the thing is that's a third world country, and it's a third world country with a lot of problems and a lot of mismanagement in the economy. Plus, you add on to that the embargo that they've gone through. Yet somehow they managed to squeeze out health care, and we're sitting arguably in the richest, most powerful nation. And how many kids do we have in this country who don't have adequate health care?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And the Republicans blocked health care for kids.
That's right.
They blocked it. And it is just an outrage to deny some 15 million kids health care as the Congress was set to pass, but the Bush administration just kept vetoing it and it came back. And vetoing it and it came back. That's exactly the kind of change that will happen. But let's not go down this road too much longer of we are the richest and most powerful country on earth. that has shifted to China and Saudi Arabia under the way that the Bush-Cheney administration, stupidly because they were oil men, allowed oil prices to triple under their administration, instead of going the route that Brazil has done, where they have alternate energy that allows them to go. Venezuela, other countries have alternate energy, and you can watch 60 Minutes and see a guy who has a car the GM guy in China that went 60 miles an hour, and they fired him because it was too good. It was moving too fast for the technology that GM wanted to bring out. Those kinds of things shock you. When they bring the farmer who showed how he created a car for a couple $1,000s, it just goes and goes and goes and goes. And our auto companies don't do it because we allow the auto companies to slow it down so they can just keep making the money off their oil-guzzling cars. So we have got to change, or we are... I think maybe it's too late. I think maybe China does control, and yet we give them all the free...
I don't, you know what? 7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. J. Marvin, John Turk, we're at the Democratic National Convention, and we're talking to Robert Wiener of Robert Wiener & Associates, who has been involved in every aspect of government for a long time. I don't want to, you know... Okay. So, but no, I don't think it is too late. I
played Hubert Humphrey in my high school in the mock election.
There you go.
And I created the mock convention in high school.
Well, I want to take you back for a second because I know you were around at this time, yeah. And so was I, and I've used this example on the radio 100 million times. I don't think it's too late.
My mother put me in an Uncle Sam outfit when I was 8, and I won the costume party on a boat.
There you go. But I don't think it's too late, because you remember that John Kennedy. You remember how shocked we all were when the Russians put Sputnik up.
Yeah.
When they started orbiting the Earth with dogs and monkeys.
I remember that, and I remember my soul. I remember the inside of me dropping, thinking, why the Russians? Why not us? You're exactly
but
right.
But John Kennedy stood up to the situation. He said, we're going to go to the moon, and we're going to get it done. And I think what we need in this country, and I think we'll see it in Barack Obama and Joseph Biden, what we need in this country is exactly the same kind of leadership.
Dare to dream.
Yes.
And we all want to. We all want to be inspired. And you ain't going to be inspired by John McCain.
No.
You're going to find 4 more years of what George Bush has done in pandering to the rich, Herbert Hoover's trickle-down theory that created the Great Depression, and if it weren't for the strength of the economy, despite George Bush, we'd have a depression now, and we're damn close, and yes, call it a recession. So when you give tax breaks to the rich and you put all your money into Iraq, gee, it doesn't take a rocket scientist in a war that was misfired because it should have been in Iraq, in Afghanistan, Pakistan to really get bin Laden. It doesn't take a genius to see that you do an unnecessary military buildup and give the rest of the money to the rich that your economy is going to tank. And that's what Herbert Hoover found. It's what George Bush 1 found. Reagan tripled the deficit, and this Bush has done the same. So doesn't it? We have got to change, and we've got to change to an economic policy like John Kennedy did, where you give them tax breaks. They keep saying Kennedy gave tax breaks, but he gave them to the middle and working classes.
Exactly
he did not
right.
give them to the rich.
That's exactly
where the top 1% get it. Trickle down doesn't work. Trickle down drips away the American economy.
That's true. And the other thing about John Kennedy, he might have had some mistakes in his administration. He wasn't in office long enough, I think, for us to totally get a grip. But the one thing that he did do is he called on every single one of us to step up to the plate and make a difference. And
yes.
We haven't had that kind of leadership in 8 years. I mean, this guy who's running this country now gets us into a war. What does he ask of us?
Buy duct tape.
Yeah, and go to your supermarket. Okay, hang on a second. We're going to take care of some business, and we'll come back. We don't want you to go anywhere.
Okay.
This is getting heated up and getting good. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, live at the Democratic National Convention. And let's get traffic with Todd Parker.
Watch out for some big-time delays for eastbounders on I-70. A couple different crashes, one of them at York, the other one in the backups at Federal. Really throwing a snag into that ride. Eastbound 36 is also very heavy as you're trying to get onto that ramp onto southbound I-25 off those main roads. Got a couple cars that mixed it up, Federal and Dartmouth. Remember, the DNC's in town, so there's going to be road restrictions downtown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They turn more heads than a screwdriver at Mile High Harley-Davidson for bikes, clothes, great service, rentals, and the best deals in Aurora and Parker. Mile High Harley in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, and in Parker just south of E-470 at Parker Road and Pine Lane.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. Then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now, that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus uniquely offers the world-class quality of a CSU education, conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certificate programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. The fall term begins September 1st. Enroll now, and you can lock in a tuition rate that's about half of what we normally charge. To learn more, a lot more, go to csuglobal.org, Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves. Her flashy fall color. Oh no, she's looking this way. Hey girl, looking good.
Be the envy of the neighborhood with a tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery. Starting this weekend, save up to 50% on trees and shrubs while supplies last. The time to plant is now. Directions and info at creeksideboulder.com. Exclusive four-story townhome for sale in the Highlands. Mountain and downtown views from the mid-60s. Minutes from downtown in a quiet, peaceful setting. Urban living redefined. For more info, go to 3040zunai.com or call 303-345-6010. 303-345-6010.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
AM 760 invites you to the American Presidential Experience, August 22nd to the 29th at Invesco Field. You'll get to step foot inside an Air Force One replica, get your picture taken in the Oval Office, see authentic signed presidential documents, and more.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Find ticket info and your chance to win tickets on AM760.net.
Ask what you can do for your country.
721 minutes after 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, we're running out of time here with Robert Wiener. But I want to, first of all, thank you for coming on the show, and you know we're going to have you on again.
Well, I really enjoyed doing the show with you and also John. And, you know, we go forward with the convention now. We're going to define our differences. The Republicans are saying, oh, the Democrats shouldn't define the differences. They should just talk about Barack Obama. Yeah, they'd like that. They'd like not to talk about McCain swinging to the right, McCain now supporting the tax breaks for the rich, now supporting torture by the CIA when he made that his flagship issue, now supporting not allowing rape and incest exceptions for choice for women.
Right.
They'd love us not to talk about that, but we will.
All right, so coming up tonight, are you looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, we're going to have Mark Warner, who's an aspiring governor and senator and running for Senate. He's going to win. He's going to take over that seat. And then we're going to have Hillary Clinton, who will bring the her delegates into the fold and is going to, as you know, has released her delegates. And you know, there's not love between people who fought nuclear war against each other, but we all are in this cause together, and everybody
right.
knows that. And then we're going to have Bill and Biden, Bill Clinton and Biden, and then the final night we're going to have Obama in front of 80,000 people. Bringing charisma and inspiration to the American people and defining the change that he will bring. We are so looking forward to this convention, and we're going to have a 15-point bounce because of it.
All right, I'm taking your word for it, and we'll be in touch with you again real soon. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Jay.
Really appreciate it.
We're shaking hands, everybody.
Yeah, we are. But you're the man. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's Robert Wiener of Robert Wiener & Associates. He's a public affairs and issue strategist and just an all-around good guy and has been involved in public life for a long, long time, including starting his career with Ted Kennedy and working in the White House and doing a lot of other things. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. And we had Jimmy Carter pass through here. At least I got to shake his hand and tell him I loved him. Because he's one of my favorite presidents.
See what our boy Tubbs did to him?
Oh, at the other radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, stuck his mic in his face?
He stuck his mic in his grill and followed him while he's walking down the hall.
Well, that's okay. That's what a reporter does. That's the reporter in here.
Yeah, I know.
Because he used to be in television, and he also used to work for...
He didn't do any local radio. Carter didn't. He's gone.
Why didn't he do...
He didn't do any local radio.
Who's he on with? Nobody, really.
Three conservative stations from outside the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't stay very long.
No,
they must not have got very much
time. You got to shake his hand and say hello. Tell him you love him.
Yeah. I do.
I know you do.
He's one of my favorite presidents of all time.
We've had him on before.
Yeah, we've had him on before.
We'll get him on.
We'll have him on again, as well as having Robert Wiener on again. All right, so you're the keeper of the scheduled flame. What do we have coming up here?
Well, it gets confusing.
It does get confusing. Okay, because I wanted to weave some calls in here, but I don't want to get people started hanging on the lines if we can't get to them.
Here's what I think: we're open till about 7:40.
We're open till 7:40.
Yeah, and then we got Kate Snow.
Oh, from ABC News.
Yeah, she's down there.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah, so she's going to swing by here about 7:40.
Okay.
And we may have a guest here in just a couple minutes.
Right, so you can
open up the phone lines right now if you want.
All right, 303-713-7600. You want to react to the convention? You want to react to Michelle Obama's speech last night? You want to react to Ted Kennedy's speech? We'll weave in as many calls as we can get. You just have to realize that where we are, guests and people just pop in like Congressman Ed Perlmutter did, and you never know who is going to make themselves available to the media, and so that's why we get into this. Let's go to Phil, who's hanging on. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
It's Bill from Longmont.
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. No, you got so much ambient noise down there, it's hard to hear anything. You having fun down there?
Yeah, for the most part. I have to tell you something. First of all, Colorado and the city of Denver should be proud because this convention is a heck of a lot better than the convention in Boston 4 years ago. It's better organized. It's better put together. And it's easier to be here than it was 4 years ago in Boston. So on that part, I'm pretty proud.
That's fantastic. I was just thinking, I keep hearing all day yesterday about the 25% of Hillary supporters who say they're going to vote for McCain and what she's going to have to do tonight to get him back in the fold. I was thinking all she has to do is say two words, Supreme Court.
Right.
Will she?
I don't know. I think she'll bring up women's rights. I think she'll certainly talk about that. I think that there is a small percentage, and I think they're very small in number, who say they're going to vote for John McCain. But I think that the reason they're going to do that is because they don't really know him. They don't know enough about him. They haven't taken the time really to look into him. The media, of course, has been giving him a pass for years now. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we call him St. McCain. And I really think that once they sit down and they look at what he stands for and they look at what Barack Obama stands for, I think they'll make the right choice, which will be to vote for Barack Obama. How do you vote for a person like John McCain, who is against a woman's right to choose, who endorses, who came out originally against waterboarding and torture, but now endorses it and says it's okay? I mean, there's just a ton of things. There's just a ton of things out there. And I think that once people start looking into that, I believe that they'll change.
Well, I hope so. What do you think? Is she going to hit those themes tonight, do you think?
You know, there's been no advance word about what she's going to do other than she's going to do her best to try to bring the party together because she realizes what's at stake here, and regardless of what people may think of her, particularly hardcore Barack Obama supporters, she has broken the glass ceiling for women. She has played an integral part in this country's history and also in the history of the Democratic Party. And I think she's due her props, and I think also that she will bring a unifying message to the podium tonight. And I think we can look forward to what's going to be, I think, a really great speech.
I hope so. Boy, Ted Kennedy was fabulous last night, wasn't he?
He was great. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Ted.
All right, 303-713-7600. Cleo, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Cleo, hi, you there?
You.
Yeah, go ahead, Cleo.
Well, what I'm going to go, I called about two things. First thing I called about is our police state. I don't know, because you're at the convention center, I don't know if you've gone down the 16th Street Mall.
Yes, I have.
It is, to me, as an American, to see all the policemen there and some in riot gear, when we have had so far a very beautiful, beautiful convention here, is really an affront to us. And I am so upset by that.
Well, I don't think you should be upset by it. I think you should realize that no matter where the convention is held in this day and age, and no matter what goes on, you're going to have it. I mean, when I was in Boston 4 years ago, and this was during the days when the administration was fooling with the color code, I'm sure you remember that.
Yes.
That we faced the same thing. In fact, matter of fact, it was worse, and we ended up, and I know I've told the story in the air before, we ended up getting locked into the area we were in, which was Radio Row. They told us, because I was going to go out the door, and the officer said to me, no, you can't, because if you go out, you can't get back in. I said, what do you mean? He said, we're on a security alert, and you're going to be locked down. And there were SWAT team people running around, and I mean, you're just going to have that when you've got... When you've got the future president of the United States and everybody else in town, you're going to end up getting this.
Well, and then I do realize that, but it's really an affront. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was something that is concerning me, and that's a lot of emails that have been going out from supposedly Hillary supporters saying that in the caucuses, especially in Texas and other areas, that there was illegal stuff, and they're trying to play on Hillary supporters and saying Barack is not legitimate. The other thing, there's a group called Puma Prowl, and they are headed by somebody who's a big contributor to John McCain, and yet they're preying on these 25% of the Clinton women who will not support Barack Obama.
I think that's a definite problem, and I think those smear groups are out there, and I think it's a definite problem, and that's why it's up to people like you, me, and everybody else to fight these people and to try to stop them. I mean, I got an email yesterday from a member of my own family, which was offensive about Barack Obama. And here's what Mary and I basically did, okay? What we did was we basically just said to the person, all right, fine, you made this statement, now you tell us where you got it from.
And that's what I did. When I get the emails and stuff, I try to say, what is your source? Where is the source
that's
getting
right.
the information? So I'm very well aware of that. And I also know I got on the list for Puma Prowl just because I wanted to see what they were doing. This is a month or so ago, and they were trying to get all the superdelegates, you know, what we're at now, to tell all their Hillary supporters
right.
to go in and write them and tell the superdelegates this is not, you know, 18 million people were for her and blah, blah, blah. You know, I just wish, I hope Hillary tonight will bring out the best in Hillary, because there is a best in Hillary.
Yes, and she will.
And she has to do that. And, you know, of the 25% of supporters who will not follow what she is recommending, they were never Democrats to begin with.
You know what? It's not 25. It's 12, actually, percentage points.
Okay,
and we will definitely, definitely come together as a party. Thank you, Cleo. I got to go, and I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call again. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. We hope being on with us shortly will be Kate Snow from ABC News, and we'll ask her about the media and how she feels about how the convention's going. Right now, we're going to check out traffic with Todd Parker.
Crews have cleaned up that accident eastbound I-70 at York, but there was a crash in the backups. This one occurred at Federal. It's off to the right shoulder, still catching some looks. Rest of the highway is just going to be slow in those usual spots, like eastbounders on 6 as you're coming in from Lakewood, starting right around Sheridan, taking you up to I-25. Southbound 225 after Parker Road up to I-25 is dragging a bit. A couple off-highway problems, Alameda and Emerson. Two cars mixed it up there. We're also cleaning up a two-vehicle accident, Federal and Dartmouth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With summer almost over, now is the perfect time to get out and see Colorado like you never have before. For amazing last-minute deals on hotels.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves. Her flashy fall color. Oh no, she's looking this way. Hey, girl, looking good.
Be the envy of the neighborhood with a tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery. Starting this weekend, save up to 50% on trees and shrubs while supplies last. The time to plant is now. Directions and info at creeksideboulder.com.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now, that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus uniquely offers the world-class quality of a CSU education, conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certificate programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. The fall term begins September 1st. Enroll now and you can lock in a tuition rate that's about half of what we normally charge. To learn more, a lot more, go to csuglobal.org. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, BuckleyLaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
HerMatch.com username is Kumnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
You know, I can't go to class with my daughter or answer the teacher's questions for her.
Okay, class, what kind of triangle do we have here?
What I can do is get her everything she needs to succeed, within my budget, of course. That's why I go to Walmart. Her new pair of glasses was only $40. That's it.
And I saw Celie's triangle.
Very good, Janet.
Now she can see better and learn better.
Give them the right start for the right price. A new pair of glasses with frames and lenses is just $40 at the Walmart Vision Center. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Good morning, 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John Turf here at the Democratic National Convention. And we're at the Pepsi Center, and I always thought that this was, I was not looking forward to it. I thought, oh, it's going to be like Boston, what a hassle. But I'll tell you something, we have really, this city has really, and this state has put on a great convention so far, and we should we should be proud of ourselves. 303-713-7600, we've got tons of guests, so we'll squeeze in as many calls as we can. Let's go to Howard, who's been hanging on. Howard, good morning, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, my friend, Jay.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I'm okay. Good morning, JT. Hey, Jay, I called for two quick points.
Okay.
Point number one, the American people must not be misled. They have to keep their eyes on what's going on. What's actually going on is our illustrious president, who was inexperienced, but on top of that, he was unintelligent to be president. He has built an amusement park for the American people inside a gopher hole, and he has destroyed our economy. He's got soldiers being killed in a war that he never should have started. But, Jay, my main reason for the call is I am sick and tired of John McCain. Every time he put his foot in his mouth, the first thing he want to do is blame his experience in Vietnam as a prisoner of war. And the second thing he want to do is sweep all of his trash up under the carpet of his wife.
Well, it's interesting you should bring that up about the POW thing. I've talked to a number of people here about that, including some conservative talk show hosts about that, and they've all said the same thing. How many times can he go to that well, and every time he's criticized, try to defend himself with the POW mantle? I mean, after a while, he's going to have to give some more substantive answers than just that, and he seems like he hides behind it every single day, and I don't know how long he's going to be able to continue to get away with it.
Well, you know what, Jay? Every person who served honorably in the military is a hero. But, Jay, you know what gets me more than anything else? He was on Jay Leno last night. Jay Leno asked him about how many houses that he owned, and the first thing he went to was, I was a prisoner of war, and he didn't have a table, he didn't have a house for 5 years. Yes, he did have a home. It was a home where his first wife and his child lived while he was in the Hanoi Hilton. And as soon as they let John McCain out of the prison of war camp, the first thing John McCain did was he kicked his first wife to the curb. He went and married a bag of money 20 years younger than him. But the thing is, he's now running ads about Barack Obama's half-brother over in Kenya. Very negative ads. John McCain needs to wake up. The American people are being misled. Vote for the way your economy looks. Vote for the economy of your family, and also vote for the way the United States of America look at this particular point in time, because it's very disheartening.
I agree with you, and the negative ads that John McCain is running, and the reason they're doing that is because he doesn't have anything else to talk about. Hey, listen, thank you. I appreciate your call, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Jay, hey, you all have a good day, and enjoy the convention, because I am.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye, Jay.
It's 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm a real fan of this woman. We used to work together in the same company. I once sent her an email and said, oh, I really like you. And I think she thought that, oh, you know, who's this guy in Chicago who's, like, sending me these emails? And I got kind of like a curt response. And in this day and age, you know, what do you expect? I mean, with the way people are. But let's say good morning to ABC's Kate Snow. See, I get speechless around it. Kate, good morning.
What did I say?
Like, thank you very much.
Oh, well, that's not curt. That's polite.
Thank you very much, period.
What? That's polite.
And I sent you this email like, oh, you're like my favorite correspondent.
Thank you very much.
So.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I wanted to get like, I wanted to like.
You wanted more.
I wanted
sorry.
So I could like go show my, I could print it out and go show my friends and go look.
I'll sign a photograph for you this time, okay?
Will you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're great.
You're so funny. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you finally,
in
too.
In person.
Even though we're not in the same company anymore.
That's right.
But it's still nice to meet you. All right. Your take on what's going on here and your feeling about the convention, and you've been to a lot of other ones too, as I have. So, what do you think so far?
First of all, love Denver. Love it. And it's a great place to have a convention. So, this is, can I say, this is the best city we've been in a while?
Yeah.
For a convention.
You can say that.
What do I think? It's a little different this time around. I mean, we've, you know, the feeling is different because of Clinton, Obama, and the division that may or may not be there, which we're all trying to kind of get our head around. I mean, is there really a division or not? And everybody keeps asking me, is it real? I think there really is some. It's just, it's a question of how big it is. And I'm down on the floor. That's part of my job with ABC, is to be down wandering among the delegates. And last night, you know, I talked to quite a few Clinton delegates who say they, you know, they're still sore about losing, and they still wish that they at least want to have a roll call vote, because they at least want to be able to raise their hand for Hillary Clinton, and then they feel like they probably can move on from that. And then there are, of course, the folks that are outside the convention center that are still really angry about what happened. But I think that's really a small minority.
I do, too. I think it is, too. But I think it's a natural, don't you? It's a natural thing to feel that way towards, you know, the camp and the group that you competed
against
so hard.
Sure, and when
so
it was
hard.
That close. I mean,
yes.
That's the difference this year. I mean, it's never been, it wasn't like that 4 years ago. It wasn't like that 8 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't
that's
a runaway.
Difference. Yeah.
And it was close. But I think at some point that's going to go away. And I think tonight maybe go a long way to put a nail in the column.
I thought last night Ted Kennedy's appearance did something.
It was marvelous.
I mean, you felt it. I don't know if you were out on the floor, but you could feel it in the room that people thought, wow, if he can get off of his sick bed, really, I mean, out of his hospital room, and come with half of his hair shaved off of his head and get up there and give a rousing speech and sound like good old Senator Kennedy, that to them meant something. You know, that meant that we if he can do that, we can all gather around and, you know, get together on this.
Right. And how about Michelle Obama's speech? What did you think of that?
That was very well received as well. And look, I, you know, all politics aside, I think she's a very good orator, just like her husband. You know, she's a very, very good at giving speeches. I thought she looked fantastic. I thought she connected with people. I was standing in the Illinois delegation at that point. And that line, you know which line I thought was the best line? It's not a political line at all, but the line where she talked at the very end about her husband driving her home from the hospital,
right,
with her baby in the back seat. And she said we were inching along and he kept looking in the rearview mirror to see if we were okay. I saw all kinds of women around me and some men with tears in their eyes on that line, because that's what everybody knows, that feeling, right? Everybody's driven a baby home from the hospital. Every parent knows that. And she connected with people, and that's what she was trying to do. That's what every spouse wants to do when they give a speech for their husband. It's always been a husband so far, but it's
all right. So do you think she did the job that she set out to do, which was to convince people that, hey, the Obamas are just like everybody else, and we're not different, and we're not strange like we're being painted out to be?
I think she probably did. And did you notice how many times she said she was really happy to be an American and she
right.
proud? She didn't use the word proud, but that was obviously a rebuttal to what happened a few months ago when she made that comment about being proud of her country and all the flack she got from that.
And how about her kids being up there, too? I've heard some people have been critical about it, but I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, we were wondering. We went back to our workspace afterwards, and Charlie Gibson asked me, he said, do you think it was okay that she brought the, or maybe it might have been Diane Sawyer. We were all standing around, and they were saying, was it okay that she brought the kids out on stage? And I'm a mother. I have two little kids. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was great.
I think there's a fine line. I mean, and in my own work, I kind of struggle with this a little bit, you know, because I do Good Morning America, and I never want to bring my kids on the show that much because it seems sort of voyeuristic and weird to trot your kids out on the show. And on a very much smaller scale, obviously, than Michelle Obama's going through. But it's sort of a similar calculation that you make. Do you put your kids in a public forum?
I don't know. To me,
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, to me, the thing that I thought made it great was here was their mother giving a historic speech about their father, who's in a historic position.
Yeah.
And there they are. They're on television. And think what impact that's going to have 10, 15, 20 years from now when they're able to look back on that event and be able to have it.
But, and the great thing was they let them be kids. They got out there and they said whatever, you know. Hi, Dad.
Where are you? Dad?
And he messed up the city and said he was in St. Louis. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
He was in Kansas City.
But that's okay. I mean, that's just to be human, you know. And
right.
I think sometimes.
But again, that's what she was trying to do: humanize.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that that's refreshing. It's refreshing to have people. Whatever party they're a member of.
But there is a fine line. Remember when the family decided to do that People magazine spread a few months ago? They did it, and then afterwards Barack Obama said, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that. But they'd already done it.
Right.
A lot of us in the media thought, well, that, you know, have your cake and eat it too. You do it and then say, well, we shouldn't have done that.
But see, I thought that was wonderful also.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I don't read People magazine. But my wife Mary said, oh, gee, look at this. And it was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, the guy gives us a peek inside his life, and he's not secretive. And I mean, it's like, and obviously I'm partisan, okay? But it's like, because we're the only progressive liberal talk station in this whole area here.
And I'm nonpartisan, just for the record.
Oh, I know you are. I know.
And
you
I think, and honestly, I think Cindy McCain is going to have. She's going to have to do the same thing next week for her husband. She's going to have to stand up, especially Cindy McCain, because our polls show people don't know her. They really, about 30%, I think, if I remember the number right, of our latest poll said they don't have an opinion of her at all. They don't know much about her. So she's got to really introduce herself and her husband.
Yeah, she was on the cover either of Newsweek or People here a couple of weeks ago.
It might have been. She also had a big spread in one of the fashion magazines. Which was it? Vogue, I think?
Yes, I think so.
Where she posed in jeans. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
It was a big layout.
But you're right. People are going to have to get to know her just as well, and that's going to be their challenge to make that happen. But I find all of that to be refreshing. I find all of it to be refreshing in the sense that, that you know, you get a little peek, and particularly if you're my age, where you remember back in the days of John Kennedy and other politicians, you never, unless their kids got into trouble,
you never
got a peek into anything. I mean, I remember
growing up in California that the Speaker of the Assembly in California, Jess Unruh was his name, and his son got into trouble. Well, you know, none of us knew he had a son. We didn't know anything about him.
Right.
You know, and you didn't know anything about these people or their families or anything. And now we're living in an age where, yeah, you know what, you get exposed a little bit to this.
But I think moving forward, they do now have to be, you know, tonight and the next couple of nights, it's probably got to be a little more about the message.
Right, I agree.
And, you know, a little less on the personal, a little more about policy and what are they going to do for the country, because that's what a lot of voters are waiting to hear now.
All right, now I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question.
Please.
You ready?
Is it about email?
No, it's not about email. Stop. No, I'm sorry. I sent it to you.
No,
I just kept my mouth shut.
No, I'm glad to be reminded.
But I got on the air and said, oh, you know, listen, Kate Snow's joined ABC. And you should. When I was working at WLS, I did that. Okay, but listen.
And you don't even know my connection to Chicago, but I'll tell you later.
Okay, but the charge that the media is liberal.
Mm.
You want to answer to that a little bit?
Well, I'll answer it the way I always answer it, which is I think if you came to our newsroom, and you're welcome, you're invited, and you could if you could run around and ask everybody, you know, tell us the truth, what are you registered, what do you vote, whatever, you'd be surprised. I think you'd be really surprised at the mix that we have, because nobody talks about it. We all try to be as neutral as we possibly can be, but if we're doing our job, we're hiring a mix of people. From all walks of life, from all parts of the country, from all socioeconomic levels, and from all races and ethnicities, and from all parts of the political spectrum.
Because those of us on the left, those of us who are progressive and liberal, we feel like we're getting the shaft by the media constantly. But then I know the people on the right feel the same way.
And I always feel like I've done a good story if I get calls from both sides.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'll send you more email.
Please.
All right.
And I promise to respond next time with glowing, with much more effusive language.
Okay, well, just send me an autographed photo and
I will. Give me your address.
We'll give it to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kate Snow. We really
Absolutely.
Appreciate you being here. You're one of the best in the business.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right, there's Kate Snow from ABC, and she is one of the best in the business. 7:49, 49 minutes away from, what is it? Oh, no, it's 49 minutes after the hour. There we go. I'll get it right. Trust me. Well, now it's 50, I'm told. Okay, I'm watching things here. Let's go check traffic with Todd Parker, and then we'll get some financial advice coming up, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Eastbounders on I-70, you're still looking at a slow drive on that approach to I-25 due to earlier accidents at both Federal and York. The rest of the highway is pretty decent shape, typical for a Tuesday morning. Eastbound C-470, really slow from about Broadway towards Quebec. We're also looking at delays for eastbounders on 6th Avenue, as well as southbound I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, starting right around 120th, taking you to 84th. It's again crowded downtown. Remember, the DNC is here, so one lane of Spear Boulevard is shut down. That's going to completely close at 9 o'clock. Still going to be a bit heavy right now. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2009 Lincoln MKS with the keyless intelligent access system and the new Sirius Travel Link that allows you to access sports scores, traffic updates, even movie listings. Test drive the MKS during the Lincoln launch event and find out why starships don't need keys.
What is his solution to handle this problem?
John McCain is on one side of an issue and then he's on another side of the issue, whether it's immigration, taxes.
What does he think we should do?
The evangelical right.
What does he think we should do about the Iranians?
I don't find myself in a position to be telling other people what they should be doing in their community.
Democrats and the liberals are being accused of dissing John McCain and his war record.
AM 760.
Things in this world are not black and white.
Your official DNC station. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
He thought Barack Obama was talking white.
AM760.net.
KV Canopy appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seat belts. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from KV Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside, concession stands at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kvcanopy.com.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
All right, it's 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mike Spear is off somewhere. We don't have any idea where he is, but trust me, when we find him, we'll give him a lot of trouble. Who's in for Marla Mason's in for Mike. Marla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. And I think the reason that Michael let me do this morning was because the markets weren't very pretty yesterday. They were all down about 2%. And he's not one that likes to give bad news.
So, come on, why don't you just tell the truth? He's either in Costa Rica or he's out fishing somewhere.
Or down at the DNC, maybe.
Well, if he's walking around here, he's more than welcome to come on the show. All right, the markets were ugly yesterday. Tell us what's going on this morning.
Well, they were ugly yesterday. I was actually hoping Michelle would say some good words about the market and help us this morning. But we haven't been seeing much action at all this morning. It's pretty mixed. The Dow is down 13 points at 11,373. The NASDAQ is up a couple of points at 2,368. S&P is up like 2 at 1,269. And the Russell is up a couple at 723. One of the things that I think the markets are waiting for this morning is we're looking at 8 o'clock getting the August consumer confidence numbers, as well as new home sales for July, which are likely to be down. But those things may play more later, you know, once we get past the 8 o'clock hour when those numbers come out. But if you'd like some information about navigating these kind of waters, give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. Number is 303-749-2770.
Yeah, repeat the number again.
303-749-2770.
Okay, and I hate to do this to you, but I got to ask because we ask every morning, and I know you've got that screen right there near you. What's the price of oil today?
Oh, and I forgot to mention oil. Oil is up just not quite a dollar. It was up about a dollar and 6 cents earlier. Right now it's sitting up 95 cents. And so it, not a lot of action there. It's sitting at 116. And off of the 147 low, that's pretty good size move. And that's also why we're seeing, I think, the dollar looking better, that between that and Europe.
All right. Presidential Brokerage, it's the firm that Mary and I use, and we use Michael Spear, and we're proud of it. We're proud to talk about it. And Marla, give the phone number one more time.
That's 303-749-2770.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And if you run across Mr. Spear, give him a shove for us and tell him that we're going to bust him on the air next time we talk to him.
And rightly so.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great day.
Okay. That's Presidential Brokerage, and get in touch with them. They're great folks. 7:55, 55 minutes past the top or past the hour here.
Well, well. Marilyn Musgrave is at it again.
Oh, what did she do this time?
She's on a publicity trip in Alaska with her friends from Big Oil.
Didn't she just pull a publicity stunt in Washington?
Yeah, but the Coloradoan called her on that one. She looks silly.
Gas prices are still through the roof, and I have no idea what Musgrave's doing other than publicity stunts.
Well, what makes me really angry is to hear that Musgrave voted to give huge tax breaks to the big oil companies, even as they make billions in profits by gouging us at the pump.
If she were in Colorado, maybe we could tell her.
Call Marilyn Musgrave at 970-663-3536 and tell her we need lower fuel costs, not billions for big oil. Paid for by Majority Action.
You can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant. Your phone's done your way, full-time or a la carte. They're live, friendly, smart, and guided by you. We'll do the ordinary. You get more time on the important. Fits any budget. Intelligent assistance only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Exclusive four-story townhome for sale in the Highlands. Mountain and downtown views from the mid-60s. Minutes from downtown in a quiet, peaceful setting. Urban living redefined. For more info, go to 3040zunai.com or call 303-345-6010. 303-345-6010.
My
outside Barack's running to end the war in Iraq responsibly, to build an economy that lifts every family, to make sure health care is available for every American.
All right, 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk as we're watching Kate Snow walk away. Really just thrilled to talk to her. We've got so many other people coming up. As a matter of fact, we're in our own Michael Roberts from Westward, and we'll get his view of the convention and what he thinks. And we'll try to weave in some more of your calls this morning, too, as we're live from the Democratic National Convention here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So
it's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system. Jack Micek Heating and Cooling Services all makes and models of furnaces and boilers, and now is the time to have them checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you can be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Even when the Constitution seems to be a thing of the past, you do still have rights. In some cases, you have as little as 7 days to protect those rights, and I have the experience to help. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. My service promise to you is that I will treat you with the compassion and respect that you deserve. Don't ignore your trouble and hope it will get better. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, at 303-501-1800. 303-501-1800. Or visit my website now at the letter J, BuckleyLaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. DUIs carry serious consequences. Don't try to fight the system alone. Call the Law Office of John Buckley now.
They had their chance. Now it's Hillary Clinton's turn to step up to the plate for Barack Obama. Clinton campaign chief Terry McAuliffe is rooting for a home run.
She's going to knock it out of the park.
Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Barry, what does Clinton have to do tonight?
Try to unite the party, Frank. CBS News political coverage director Steve Chigueras predicts she'll succeed to a point.
There are people in the primary who were just anti-Obama. There might be nothing that she can say to those people. But to the people that are diehard Hillary supporters, I think you're going to see her saying, Barack Obama is the Democratic nominee. Do you want a Republican president?
A compromise is being sought on tomorrow's roll call to give Clinton delegates their due without a drawn-out vote that would highlight lingering bitterness and divisions. Live at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Barry Bagnell, CBS News.
Authorities in the Denver area are holding three men who allegedly threatened the life of Barack Obama. Aurora, Colorado Detective Marcus Dudley says one of the men had the means to carry out the threat.
The sergeant discovered inside his truck a bulletproof vest, two rifles, ammunition, walkie-talkies, and drugs.
Critics say the government isn't doing enough for combat veterans who come home with head injuries. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How much of a problem is this, Vicki?
The Army and health professionals are only just beginning to grasp just how massive a problem this may be. As many as 150,000 combat veterans may be suffering the disabling after effects of what seemed at the time to be mild concussions. And the headaches, depression, disorientation, and memory loss can take months to surface.
You know, you have wounds inside that nobody can see.
Kevin Owsley was forced to retire from the Army, often misdiagnosed. The New York Times says many veterans are getting only partial benefits for what's become a disabling injury. Frank?
Just in, a government report shows new home sales were up 2.4% in July. A widely followed private report, the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index, shows that home prices fell a record 15.4% in the second quarter. S&P Chief Economist David Blitzer says some homeowners are hurting, but those who bought homes before the boom are hurting less.
In Miami, between the beginning of the year 2000 and the end of 2006, home prices almost tripled.
and since then they've lost over a third of their value.
Officials in Boise say a body's been found in one of 10 homes destroyed by a fast-moving wildfire. 9 other homes have been destroyed, and others are in harm's way.
I think it is regrettable.
There are people on their roofs, watering down their roofs, and trying to grab everything.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has signed a decree recognizing the independence of South Ossetia and Abkhazia from Georgia. Secretary of State Rice has Medvedev is making a big mistake. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 20 points. This is CBS News.
I have high cholesterol. Now I'm eating well and staying active. Guess what? Walmart is doing their part to lower my numbers, too. I can get a 3-month supply of my prescription for just $10. So instead of spending more time picking up my medicine, I spend more time picking up my grandkids.
Hi, Grandma.
The Walmart Pharmacy Prescription Program includes hundreds of popular medicines. A 90-day supply of prescription drugs is now $10. Up to a month's supply is still just $4. Save money, live better. Walmart. Restrictions apply. See Walmart.com or your pharmacist for details.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions other than water vapor and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Good morning, I'm Beverly Weaver with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police still processing about 100 protesters who were arrested early this morning after a confrontation with officers. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says he's not worried about the protests affecting the DNC.
Now, this is the greatest democracy on earth, and this is a key part of our democratic process, picking a presidential candidate. And people want to be able to voice their opinions, and they are.
Police say they did use pepper spray and pepper balls on the crowd, which they say was interfering with traffic. Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter on his assessment of the DNC so far.
I couldn't have scripted it any better. It's been a lot of work by so many people, the governor, the mayors. I'm proud to be a Coloradan. I'm proud to live in the Denver area.
Last night inside the Pepsi Center, it was Michelle Obama's spotlight. Tonight, it is Hillary Clinton. And federal authorities still checking out 3 men who were arrested Sunday in connection with a potential threat against Barack Obama. One man arrested with guns and drugs in his vehicle. Another man says they had talked about killing the Democratic candidate. Investigators say more arrests are possible, but they also say there is no evidence of a credible threat against Obama. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Beverly Weaver. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a very busy drive right now, especially 225 in both directions right around Parker Road. Eastbounders on C-470 from about Broadway towards Quebec. We're also seeing some slowdowns on the westbound side of C-470 out by 285. It's going to be dragging a little bit. Off those main roads, a couple cars mixed it up. Federal and Dartmouth. Now we're getting word of a crash. This is on 56 at Pena. Could kind of catch some curiosity delays as you're making your way to or coming from DIA. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
In celebration of GM's 100th anniversary, everyone gets the Chevy employee discount. You pay what Chevy employees pay, not a cent more. Available on all 08 models at participating dealers only. Take delivery by September 2nd. Go to Chevy.com for details.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Denver DNC 2008, live from the Democratic Convention at the Pepsi Center. This is the J. Marvin Show. J. Marvin.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J. Marvin.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin, live from the Democratic National Convention. And it's good to have you along, J. Marvin and John Turk. Let's say hello to Rita Lewis, who's Senior Policy Director in the Clinton Administration.
Clinton First Term Political Director.
And it's unbelievable because, you know, 6 degrees of separation in a small world. Rita and I know Mary's home listening, Rita and I know some of the same people. Rita worked with the late Harold Washington.
Yes, I did.
Who is one of my political heroes. She also worked with Mayor Wellington Webb, who's also another one of my political heroes. And we were just, and she also worked with a woman by the name of Avis Lavelle, who I worked with years ago when she was my newswoman.
Yes, all of us have worked together,
We've all worked together, and we were sitting here reminiscing about Chicago history and about the political history, and it's just amazing to run into people here who have the same connections that that you do.
And isn't it great that Chicago has something else to celebrate again? Isn't that fabulous?
Yes, it is, and that's it. I mean, that's it. And you know, Barack Obama was my state legislator too, on top of it, as well as my senator.
Hey, and now he's our Democratic presidential nominee, and we are very ecstatic here in Denver.
And he's going to be the president
of
the
United States. He is going to be the president of these United States, and we're very excited. And I think on Thursday night we're going to actually see what he does in terms of Senator Biden on Wednesday and Senator Obama on Thursday, basically lay out for the American people where they want to take this country. And I think that's the challenge for us, and that's what's going to be delivered on Thursday night.
It's going to be great. Now, you're very close to the Clintons.
I've worked for them for quite a while, yes. I've known them for about 15 years.
All right. What about this rift?
You know, everybody wants to talk about a rift. Here's the situation. There is no one more adamant about where this country should be in terms of being back on track than Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. She has repeatedly said time and time again, if you believe in what she believes in, if you believe her values, if you believe what she was fighting for, then there is no way you cannot unite behind this party and be prepared to move forward in voting for Barack Obama and Senator Biden as our nominee on Thursday night.
So what do you say to those people who are sitting out there listening, and we had a bitterly divided camp here, of which I have to admit, okay, I was on the Obama side.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And
different routes, same journey.
Yeah, exactly. And I for a while I was for Edwards too. But what do you say to those who are sitting out there and they're saying, okay, I wanted Hillary Clinton. I didn't get Hillary Clinton. I'm going to vote for John McCain, or I'm not going to vote.
You know what? I say that they were not actually voting for Democratic values and for Democratic principles, because you know this is not a personality contest. This is about where we want to take this country as Democrats. And I think that, you know, when we sit down, we're in Denver for these 4 days, and last night was a marvelous night with our future First Lady of these United States in terms of Michelle Obama. And we have some real serious kitchen table issues that the American voters are talking about around their kitchen table. They're talking about, can they put gas in their car?
Yes.
They're talking about whether they're going to be able to put food on their table. They're talking about basic values of, can they even keep their home? And that's what we're going to be talking about in these next 3 days before we leave Denver, because when we leave Denver, we're going to be united. And Senator Clinton and President Clinton have been feverishly talking about that, and I think we're going to see and hear more of that in these coming hours.
So basically, look, let's put it this way. The so-called quote-unquote rift, okay, is basically the media hunting for something because they need something for the 24-hour news cycle grist.
They got to have something to talk about.
They got to have something to talk
about.
They
don't want to talk about the peace and prosperity from Bill Clinton. They'd rather just talk about a rift. They don't want to talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton has been out there fighting in Pennsylvania, fighting in Wisconsin, fighting in Oklahoma, fighting in Colorado, fighting in Ohio for the Democratic Party ticket, and continuing to fight for Barack Obama. That doesn't make good copy, but I tell you what makes good copy. Tonight when she gets in that hall, she is going to fight for this Democratic Party. She's going to fight for Barack Obama, and she's going to tell her supporters once and for all, believe it here tonight. It is about uniting this Democratic Party. It is about voting for Barack Obama, and it's about making him the president of the United States come this fall.
8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. We're live from the Democratic National Convention. Rita Lewis, senior policy director in the Clinton administration, and knows the Clintons well. You work
absolutely
for them.
I've known them for 16 years. I've been doing politics for the Clintons, for both Clintons. I worked in the first campaign for President Clinton. But, you know, right now, working with Senator Clinton has been just a pleasure. And to see her with the grace and the style that she has as a woman and as a leader of this Democratic Party, and to be a leader and an advocate in the Senate, not just for women's rights, but for all rights, for all Americans. And that's why I think Americans really like Senator Clinton. And she's going to talk about how we've got to fight for this country. We got to fight for America. And when she gets up on that stage tonight, that's the fight that we're going to see in Senator Clinton.
All right. I've raised this on the air a number of times. I've said to people, look, Barack Obama can rise to the occasion because Barack Obama was in Chicago politics. Now, I've said this over and over again to his critics. I've said, you don't know what rough and tumble politics is until you decide that you want to run for any office in Chicago.
I worked in Chicago. You are absolutely right.
And you've been there before.
I have.
So you know
absolutely
that this man can rise to the occasion because he's been through it.
I think he's already risen to the occasion. I think what people have just, when people see our nominee on Thursday night, is he gets up on that stage and accepts the nomination from the Democrats, and then he's going to be able to take that message out into this country. And what they're going to see is someone who's going to be a fighter for them, and that's what we need. We need a fighter for American values. We need a fighter for American principles. And it's basically the same principles that Michelle talked about last night, our faith, our family, and our country. And that is what people need to see in Barack Obama, and I think that's exactly what they're going to see in our Democratic nominee.
What do you make of the right wing's attempt? You're laughing. What do you make of the right wing's attempt to portray him in a smear-like manner that, well, he's exotic and he's not one of us, and you know, and those of us who have lived and worked in Chicago know that he is one of us, in that he took the hard road
yes.
to where he is. I mean, he was into community organizing on the South Side and fighting some tough battles for people who needed help. I mean, he has really embodies the American dream. There's nothing strange about him.
It is truly an embodiment of the American dream. You know, When I worked in Chicago, I actually lived there twice. I lived on the South Side myself. Right behind the Hyde Park Hilton.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I don't even know if it's still there. But I tell you, one of the things about someone who has been trained in Chicago politics, people don't understand that when the Republicans, what else do they have to talk about? What else does the Republican
Nothing.
Party have to talk about? They're talking about a McCain candidacy of someone who wants to do the exact same thing that George W. Bush has done. He voted for him 95% of the time. I mean, 95% of the time, that means what? No change. Barack Obama has said repeatedly, this is a change election, this is about change, and this is not just about the word change, it is about change in energy policy. It's going to be about change in the policy of how we make sure that Americans stay in their home. It's going to be about change in the policy about how Americans go about making sure that they continue to be in the middle class and fight to stay in the middle class. So if you've been trained in Chicago politics, it is rough and tumble. But so is the national politics. That's what this is. That's what makes it so exciting. That's what people like me and people like you, we love this stuff.
Well, I mean, that's what always makes me say to people, look, don't underestimate this man, even when he started running for the presidency, because if you are in Chicago politics, you know how tough it can get.
You know, it's a long road. You know, like you said, we've all had different routes, but it's the same journey. And that journey is to make sure that when we get back to Washington in 2009, that Senator Barack Obama and Joe Biden are the ones raising their hands. Because it's really not about personality. It's about the American people. And I think that's the emphasis that Senator Obama has been continuing to put on this. It is about the American people.
What do you make about this thing with John McCain? That no matter what happens, he constantly has to go to the POW well. And how long do you think that that's going to last before people are going to say, wait a minute, we want some hard concrete answers to problems that we face. We don't want to hear how you were a prisoner of war.
You know what? We have to honor his service, and we will continue and always honor his service.
Right.
He is a great American, and no one will ever
you can't take
be
that
able
away
to take,
from
that, take that away from him. But that's right now, the issues are going to be so daunting that the American public has to focus on just basic kitchen table issues, like we said, gas prices. We're going to be focusing on food. We're going to be talking about educating our kids. We're going to be talking about staying in our homes. We're going to be talking about, can we keep the American dream for all Americans? And as you saw the Democrats talk last night about one nation, we are one nation, and that's where we are. And that's why I think the powerful message that Michelle Obama talked about, her faith and her family, was so powerful for Democrats last night.
8:16, 16 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rita Lewis with us, Senior Policy Director for the Clinton Administration. And are we running out of time here? Good. Okay, because I could keep her here, and, you know, you could stay like the whole night, the rest of the 4 hours or whatever, and we could keep talking here.
Hey, politics is a great sport, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's a sport I'm not so sure I want to participate in at times.
Well, a lot of people are participating, and that's what's so exciting, don't you think? I mean,
yes,
we have brought out more people this year than ever has been before.
This is the first time I've seen a candidate. I'm 56 years old. This is the first time I've seen a candidate as motivating and as exciting as the Kennedys were in the early 60s. And he's brought a lot of young people into the process, which is great because, you know, us old guys, us old people, I don't want to be sexist.
Watch out, be careful.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Be careful out there.
Okay, these us old people.
Mature.
Mature people. Constantly, this would come up on talk shows. Well, where are the young people? Where are they? And now we see where they are.
Let me tell you something. I used to be, when I came out of the Clinton White House, and I was doing political, not policy, but, you know, it all was a mix-up in there. But the thing that was so interesting was I chaired the College Democrats for the Democratic Party. And one of the things that you had to be in there fighting for young folks to be able to participate, because you have to get them at their core and what excites them and what motivates them. And I think we saw throughout this election, from especially on the Democratic Party side, we saw a whole new team of activists, whether they were young, whether they were older, people who were coming back into the process. Women came out in droves in this process. I mean, can you imagine how women actually now have tried to put more parity in their giving from a finance perspective of giving money and participating in the process. Young people are actually giving money, not just their time, in this process. But at the end of the day, I still think it boils down to what the candidates were standing for and what the candidates were talking about. Young college students, they want to make sure a job is there when they graduate. They want to make sure they can pay off their student loans. They want to make sure they can even get a loan.
Right, exactly.
And so when you had candidates out there on the Democratic side, people like Senator Obama, talking about that, that excites them, that motivates them, because they want to be a part of the American dream just like their family. And not just be a part of the American dream, they want to surpass the American dream. That's what it's all about, and I think that's what makes it so exciting for young people.
I think so, too. I think we're ready for change. I think we're ready for strong leadership, and I think that Barack Obama provides both. And
absolutely.
That's the thing that's so marvelous. Okay, now, since you're so close to the Clintons, can you get me an interview with Hillary?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to leave that to the press secretary.
You knew I had to ask you that question, right? You know I had to jump on
hey,
that.
She's going to give you one long interview tonight.
I'm going to be watching it. And I also got to ask you this question, too. Where do you call home these days?
You know, actually, first of all, let me tell you, I live in Washington, D.C., but home is Georgia. That's why I totally understand these rural values that Americans have. Being a young girl from Georgia and being in Washington, you know, I go home all the time. You can't ever forget that. When you go home and you see a SUV on the side of the street, when you go home and you're just talking to average elderly voters who are telling you about how hard it is to make sure that they can keep their health care, to make sure that they can keep their prescription drugs, and not something that's just, you know, making do, but continue to enjoy their lifestyles. So, you know, you go home, you still mix up with the folks. You know, I deal a lot with the colleges. I'm on the Emory Law School. I participate with my universities a lot. And so that's where, as they say, home is where the heart is, but really my heart is in Georgia.
What part of Georgia?
Statesboro, Georgia, South Georgia.
Wow.
South Georgia girl.
Yeah, I can hear by your accent. Mary.
Didn't you see, it was beautiful last night to see Jimmy, President Carter, and Rosalynn Carter last night? Wasn't
just
that
came,
a beautiful moment?
He just came, you know, about an hour ago, he came by here. He wouldn't do any radio, but he came by to say hello to us, and I shook his hand and said, I love you.
Oh,
and
that's
he's
fabulous.
Just, and he's just really
been a very successful
a great guy. But I knew you were from the South because my wife, Mary, is from Albany, Mississippi, and we were talking yesterday about Southern accents. Rita Lewis, Senior Policy Director for the Clintons, thank you for coming by.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
And we got to get her phone number. You know what? We got to have you on the show again.
Anytime.
You know, you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. And traffic with Todd Parker.
Watch out for an accident. This is southbound I-25 right around Colfax. It's blocking up the left lane, really starting to slow things down on the approach to I-70, taking you towards that accident scene. No problems to report as northbounders are making their way by. Off those main roads, a couple different crashes. One of them, 56 in Pena. The other one is a two-car crash. This is at Spear and Arapahoe. Remember, the DNC's going on downtown. You're going to find some restrictions there. Auraria Parkway still closed east of I-25 up to Spear. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With summer almost over, now is the perfect time to get out and see Colorado like you never have before. For amazing last-minute deals on hotels, dining, attractions, and more, visit Colorado.com today. Colorado is made for fun. Get out and celebrate summer. That's Colorado.com.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you here at the Democratic National Convention. Oh, I see Cisco Cotto, who I used to work with back in the old days. Hey, let me talk to you here about something that's not so pleasant and that happens to all of us at one time or another. And you say to yourself when it does happen, you say to yourself, gee, I really don't know where to go and I don't know who to turn to and I don't know what to do. And that's medical malpractice, which is a rough way to go. And also, you get hurt on the job, and your insurance company doesn't do what they're supposed to do. I mean, you run into these problems, and you're not sure where to turn. Well, the place to turn is Michael Turner and Scott Henderson. I can't say enough about these two guys. They're two of my favorite people, and they're also my best friends. And matter of fact, we had dinner with Scott and his wife, Sunny, Saturday night. So if you're looking for somebody who's going to stick up for you, if you're looking for somebody who's going to take on the big companies, the big insurance companies, the big corporations, then you know what? You need to talk to Michael Turner or Scott Henderson. And let me give you their number. 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
You know, I always appreciate it when someone goes the extra mile. And that's why I love those folks who make Clear Eyes eye drops. They put an extra moisturizing ingredient in every Clear Eyes product in the entire line, even their redness formula. An extra moisturizer they never even told us about. See, they're humble, too. So if you want eye drops that do the job, and then some, get Clear Eyes. Use as directed.
Antifreeze. It should really be called anti-stuck by the side of the road. Look, just because your car is running fine today doesn't mean it won't decide to overheat while you're driving home tomorrow because your radiator's decided that it's had enough of that watered-down weak coolant. Well, the guys at Advance know this. That's why they have Advance Auto Parts 50-50 antifreeze on sale for $6.98 a gallon. Offer ends August 30th. So whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
AM 760 invites you to the American Presidential Experience, August 22nd to the 29th at Invesco Field. You'll get to step foot inside an Air Force One replica, get your picture taken in the Oval Office, see authentic signed presidential documents, and more.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Find ticket info and your chance to win tickets on AM760.net.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Okay, now we're going with the Stones back there. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John Turk broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. By the way, we'll have on Aaron Katursky coming up. He is the gentleman who broke the story about these two guys. I don't know what to say about them. These two yokels, I don't know what you would call them. Or was there three of them? Anyway, who may have allegedly, would be the right word to use, planned to shoot Senator Barack Obama. And I say the word allegedly because in front of me, one of my good friends, I'm going to introduce this guy, who's one of the few true Christians that I know, but also a good broadcaster, Cisco Cotto from WIND in Chicago, and we work together at WLS.
It's so good to see you. That was one of the highlights of me coming to Denver. They said, I get to see Jay Marvin, hang out with him and Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Anna's going to be here.
Uh-huh,
and we're going to hang out on Friday and have a good time.
It's been great.
So what do you think of Denver so far?
Yeah, I love it. I've been through Denver one other time. I spent a spring break in Vail. with some friends when I was in college.
Oh, how nice. How money?
Well, no. Believe me, we were staying in the basement of some guy's little flat.
How funny.
Told us, you can only sleep here. As soon as the sun comes up, you got to get out, and you can't come back until it's dark again. So I wish it was that I was in one of the money spots there. But so I'd only been through Denver before, so it's nice to be able to spend some time down 16th Street.
Right.
It's just awesome. Oh, man. Yeah. We've been walking around there, and it's been fantastic so far.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. I need to tell people that Cisco and I are polar opposites, and every once in a while, we would do a talk show together. He's conservative. He's the only guy I know who has Ronald Reagan as his picture on his Facebook page.
You know, and that started out as a joke, too, just because to sort of play into the... just the idea of me as the conservative. You know, I put it on there as a joke, and so many people commented on it that I ended up having to leave him there. I feel kind of like a schmuck, but I think he's staying.
Well, what should I do? Does that mean I should, like, put a picture of Lenin on mine?
Lenin, Chairman Mao, perhaps?
Jay.
Jay would be very good. That one would actually, that would work really well.
Fidel?
You're the whole reason I bought a Che Guevara bio, was specifically because you said, man, you got to read it.
Oh,
you
the John Anderson
it.
Book?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It's on my shelf. Man, I got a stack about 20 high.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
On, you know, it's on the
yeah,
it's in
too.
The stack. It's just a matter of whittling through
me
to
too.
It.
But yeah. You know what? That excuse is wearing a little thin since that was 4 years ago.
And I've been through about 40 books in that time, right?
You know, now I'm going to start emailing you and going, have you gotten to it yet?
It's so thick. It's so thick, but I really want to read it though.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think it's possible for right and left ever to get together? I mean, if you subscribe to the idea that a house divided cannot stand, and we are divided, we're bitterly divided in this country, we're polarized. Do you think we can ever get together? I mean, you and I obviously being polar opposites politically, but we don't have it. But there are some areas where we have found common agreement.
I think right and left can get together at the grassroots. You know, I think we can all sit and we can talk and we can try to hash out some sort of compromises. Obviously, there are issues we can't compromise on, but there are some things that we can. But the politicians, who I'm convinced, you know, there's a few who probably have those core values, and there's others that, man, it's all about the power. It's all about those contracts that get handed out.
Yeah.
And so you say what you need to say to the base, whether it's right or left, doesn't matter. You say what you need to say to the base so you can get in office, so you can hand out the contracts.
Yeah.
But you know, for some pro-choice politicians or pro-life politicians, it's not that in their core, you know, this is just a conviction that they hold so true to. They go, well, in my district, if I'm pro-life or I'm pro-choice, I'm going to get reelected. And then I'm going to have that power, and I'm going to be in Washington. And, so I'm not sure that the politicians are ever going to be able to come together.
So essentially what you're saying is they're getting in our way.
Yeah, I think so. I like the idea of, I don't, you know, I go back and forth on term limits. I don't know. But I like the idea of the citizen legislator. You know, you go to Washington, you spend a few years there, maybe two terms. You try to get something done. You're not tarnished yet by all the corruption.
Right.
And then you come home and you go back to being a doctor or a janitor or whatever you do. You go back to that. You spend your time in public service and then you go back to that. But name one politician in Washington who's going to voluntarily give up their power so some average Joe can come in there.
Well, some of them have to give them up, and it's not voluntary. Well,
a few are going to be sent packing, huh?
Well,
yeah.
8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Cisco Cotto from WIND in Chicago. All right, both of us worked in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the guy who is running for the presidency of the United States, and he's from Chicago?
How do I feel? You know,
well, that must give you some kind of a thrill.
You know, it's cool to be able to really feel like you are a part of what's going on. It's not as remote as presidential races normally are. I interviewed Barack. You know, you did too when you were in Chicago. Seems like he's a decent guy. Seems like he's a good family man. I don't have anything against him personally. Politically, we disagree on a lot of stuff. It's difficult to be in Chicago and be against a Barack Obama presidency. It really is. The deck stacked against me there. But it's tough to walk that line of saying, you know, I like the guy. I just don't like his positions, and I'm in the middle of this, and it's difficult. My partner on the radio back home, John Howell, is kind of conservative, more moderate. And he's swayed. He's going. He's just emotionally. He's going. Boy, this Obama guy. You watch him speak, and you hear what he's saying. And it, I think he's someone who could be pulled to vote for Obama. I think he could.
Well, you've always been cynical in that regard.
Well, no,
even though you have a sunny outlook on life,
I'm a realist. That's what it is.
All right. So we're going to dinner Friday night,
yeah.
and because I'm a hostile Democratic secular humanist, we're not having any prayer before dinner.
I can't pray. Why not? Well, I can pray to myself, right?
No.
I can just quietly bow my head.
No.
You're gonna infringe upon my religious
Absolutely.
Rights here in this country, my speech rights?
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were about freedom.
Absolutely.
I always hear that from the left.
No.
We're about freedom.
No, not with you.
Unless it's religion or guns. Everything else
not with you.
Freedom.
I'm not letting you get away with anything for 5 seconds. I know you too well.
My wife and I will pray in the car before we arrive at the restaurant.
No, you won't, because we'll be driving you. Oh, I miss the old days with
so
you.
It's so good to see you. It's so good to see you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
And we'll try to get you on one more time before this is over.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Definitely see you tomorrow. nobody makes...
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves. Her flashy fall color. Oh, no. She's looking this way. Hey, girl. Looking good.
Be the envy of the neighborhood with a tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery. Starting this weekend, save up to 50% on trees and shrubs while supplies last. The time to plant is now. Directions and info at creeksideboulder.com.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
Center near you, visit KinderCare.com. KinderCare, where lifetime learning begins.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today I'll be live from the Pepsi Center. We'll ask the interviewers why they're asking such dumb questions.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk coverage of the Democratic National Convention is brought to you by the Colorado legend, Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza. Bojo's mountain pies are famous. They reach impressive elevations with over 10 sauces, 30 meats, fruits, vegetables, and 10 cheeses. The choice is yours. Need healthy choices? Try their soup and salad bar with over 30 garden grates. Gluten-free pizza is also available. Travelocity awarded Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza one of the top insider spots in the U.S. Visit Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and locations.
Looking to turn your backyard or patio into an oasis? Then stop by Old Santa Fe Pottery during their end-of-season sale. You'll be amazed by their vast selection and find the perfect piece of furniture or decor you've been looking for. From large outdoor pieces to smaller indoor accents, Old Santa Fe Pottery makes decorating a pleasure. While you're there, be sure to journey through Old Santa Fe Pottery's selection of decorative rugs, jewelry, and other unique items sure to find a place in your home and heart. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Exclusive four-story townhome for sale in the Highlands. Mountain and downtown views from the mid-60s. Minutes from downtown in a quiet, peaceful setting. Urban living redefined. For more info, go to 3040zunai.com or call 303-345-6010. 303-345-6010. Everyone's talking about going green these days, but we'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595.
That's 303-713-8595. Now through Wednesday at Office Depot, your choice of Sharpie Accent Highlighter 6-pack, Glue Sticks 4-pack, and plastic 2-pocket folders for just 99 cents each. Limit 5 for household per offer. Quantities limited, no rain checks. Office Depot, taking care of business.
It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system. Jack Micek Heating and Cooling Services all makes and models of furnaces and boilers, and now is the time to have them checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today.
Little Robert Dylan there. Isn't he playing in Aspen this coming weekend?
Yeah, he is.
As a matter of fact, who's opening?
I'm going.
Yeah, who's opening?
Ziggy Marley, Bob
Ziggy
Dylan.
Marley.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk live from the Democratic National Convention. Let's say hello to somebody who we've had on the show before, but by phone, and I've never met her face-to-face. Susan Rice, who is the senior foreign policy advisor for the Barack Obama campaign. And hi, how are you?
Hey, Jig. Good to be with you.
Should I call you Mrs. Rice, or should I call you Susan?
You should call me Susan.
I'll call you Susan. Okay.
I look for Mrs. Rice. I look for my mom.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer. You know this is much debated, and you're obviously on the inside of this. Barack Obama, no foreign policy experience, yet I find that kind of ironic that people even say that, considering he turned out to be right about Iraq. And I remember this because I was in Chicago. I remember the very emotional speech he gave about the Iraq War and why we shouldn't have gone there. And he's been right about Afghanistan. And I mean, this is obviously a false rap.
It's a totally false rap, Jay. And you're right to point out, first of all, foreign policy experience, if it's good for anything, yields good judgment.
Right.
And we have seen amply demonstrated by Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney that you can have years of Washington experience and still have the worst judgment. Barack Obama's judgment has been, as you point out, consistently correct on all of the critical foreign policy and national security issues of the day. Obviously, the massive strategic blunder that George Bush and John McCain supported in going to war with Iraq is one example, but it's far from the only example. Barack Obama has been saying for years that we are making a critical mistake taking our eye off the ball of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which are now growing in strength and mm-hmm. rebuilding their safe haven in Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's been calling for a long time for refocusing our efforts and energies and resources on Afghanistan and Pakistan and having a smart policy, not the Bush-McCain policy of putting all of our eggs in Musharraf's basket in Pakistan and
right.
getting ourselves crosswise with the Pakistani people, which is not helpful when you're trying to fight terrorism.
No.
But a smarter approach that would have us invest in the Pakistani people and make our military assistance to Pakistan more conditional on Pakistan's effective cooperation in countering terrorism. He's been right on a timetable for Iraq. He's been saying for years that we need to set a clear timetable for the responsible withdrawal of American forces from Iraq.
And now the Iraqis are saying exactly the same thing.
Now the Iraqis are saying exactly the same thing. Even the Bush administration has come around to the notion that we need to accept a timetable. The only outlier remains John McCain, who wants to stay in Iraq indefinitely, in permanent bases, whether the Iraqi people want it or the American people want it. He's going to do it, if it takes 100 years. So he is so out of touch. His judgment, John McCain's judgment, has been so terribly flawed that the notion that he somehow represents foreign policy experience ought to scare people. And let me just say one other thing about Barack Obama. People don't recognize that indeed Barack Obama has more foreign policy experience than almost all of our most recent past presidents. He served throughout his tenure in the Senate on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's been a legislative leader, working with Senator Lugar, for example, on passing critically important legislation to lock down loose nuclear materials so they don't fall into the hands of terrorists. He served on the Veterans Affairs Committee, on the Homeland Security Committee. His 4 years of service in the Senate on national security issues, not to mention his life experience, the fact that he's been studying international affairs since he majored in it from his undergraduate days, means that he will bring to the White House in January more foreign policy experience than Ronald Reagan did, Jimmy Carter did, Bill Clinton did, and certainly than George W. Bush. The one exception in recent years was George Bush's father, who, of course, had been ambassador to the United Nations and CIA director and China and vice president. That was an extraordinary foreign policy resume.
Well, I'm not sure you could put John McCain and decision-making I don't think you can put... I'm not sure where to put him, because I look at him in the same sense that you look at him, and that is that he's just so out of touch. And his answer seems to be to everything is, okay, let's get into a fight over it. You know, his situation with Iran is exactly the same position, right? Let's get into a fight. You know, either you back down or we're going to get into a fight.
Yeah, I don't know how many more fights we can afford to pick.
Right.
I mean, we cannot afford four more years of the failed Bush-McCain policies. We just can't. Our international standing is at an all-time low. Oil prices are through the roof. While we've been focused with a single mind on one country in the world, Iraq, the rest of the world is becoming more complicated and dangerous. And we need a president who recognizes the full panoply of challenges and indeed opportunities we face internationally, who can renew our leadership, bring our allies and partners back to work with us constructively on these problems, whether it's Russia or putting more troops on the ground in Afghanistan, dealing with non-proliferation challenges like Iran and North
Korea. Well, I was just
going
to get to that. I was going to get to Iran. 8:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John Turk, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. Susan Rice with us. She is a foreign policy expert with the Obama campaign. And, yeah, let me ask you just briefly, because I know you've got other interviews to do, and I could keep you here all day, but let me just ask you briefly, because this is a much-debated topic on the airwaves, all right? Iran, and what to do about Iran. I maintain that we should sit down and we should find out what's on their minds, that we should talk to them, and that to a certain degree, we need to look them in the face and we need to say, hey, all right, we brought you the Shah, and it wasn't a good deal. Because there are people walking around in Tehran and all over Iran who have relatives that disappeared, who were tortured, and try to defuse this whole situation. What would be your take on what should be done about Iran?
Well, I don't think we have to go backwards in our dialogue with Iran. But we do need to have an ability to talk directly to Iran and to other countries with which we have adversarial relationships. And Barack Obama has been saying that for quite a long time, and it's another correct judgment.
Yes.
You know, the failed Bush-McCain notion that somehow talking to our adversaries is a reward is a completely bizarre innovation of the Bush years. You know, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, John F. Kennedy, we all talked to our adversaries.
Right.
And in the height of the Cold War, we were dealing directly with Russia. This notion that somehow talking to our adversaries is a reward rather than a tool of American influence is frankly whack. But let me come back to Iran specifically. Barack Obama's view is that Iran does pose a very grave threat to the United States, to the region, to Israel, and that Iran's efforts to acquire nuclear weapons is a serious thing that we and others in the international community have to prevent. The difference is, how do we prevent it? The Bush-McCain approach is to leave us with two very bad, very dangerous choices. On the one hand, as you hear, it's war. That's John McCain talking about the only thing worse than a nuclear Iran is the only thing worse than war with Iran is a nuclear Iran, and we ought to bomb Iran. He sings to the tune of Barbara Ann. That's one terrible choice. The other terrible choice is the status quo, which is what George Bush is pursuing and what John McCain would continue, refusing to deal directly with Iran. Weak sanctions, And every day that passes when we refuse to deal directly with them diplomatically is a day that Iran is making progress on its nuclear program. And the sooner rather than later, if we don't stop it through a combination of tough sanctions and tough diplomacy, they're going to have nuclear capability. So Barack Obama's view is these are two terrible choices, and we need to find a smart middle path. And the smart middle path is tougher sanctions, far tougher than we've mustered to date, in cooperation with our European partners and indeed others, and direct diplomacy in which the United States is engaged alongside our European partners. Now, the Bush administration even has started to say, well, maybe there's something to this.
Right.
They sent Bill Burns, a very senior and experienced diplomat, in July to Geneva to join the Europeans in talking to Iran. That was a smart first step. John McCain's view is that we shouldn't deal with them under any circumstances. And so yet again, on this issue, like Iraq and like so many others, John McCain is the outlier. Barack Obama is leading the way with the correct judgment, and the Bush administration is occasionally waking up and recognizing that the Obama judgments are closer to what they want to do.
It's just like
it's surreal.
Yeah, it's like John McCain is just so asleep. All right, I know you're running out of time. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Jim.
And boy, I wish we could spend more time together.
Thank you.
But thank you so much for your time.
Take care.
All right, there's Susan Rice. She is a foreign policy expert with the Obama campaign, and we just thank her for stopping by. What a fabulous resource to tap here, and maybe we can get her on the radio with us again by phone. Thank you, ma'am. All right. It's 8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John Turk at the Democratic National Convention. And let's check out traffic now with Todd Parker.
Watch out for an accident. This is southbound I-25 right around Colfax. It's blocking up the left lane, really starting to slow things down on the approach to I-70, taking you towards that accident scene. No problems to report as northbounders are making your way by. Off those main roads, a couple different crashes. One of them, 56 in Pena. The other one is a two-car crash. This is at Spear and Arapaho. Remember, the DNC's going on downtown. You're going to find some restrictions there. Auraria Parkway still closed east of I-25 up to Spear. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, faster, better. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your summer travel. Call 303-D.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com. It'smycarnow.com.
Things in this world are not black and white.
Your official DNC station, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We thought Barack Obama was talking white.
AM760.net.
You can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant. Your phone's done your way, full-time or a la carte. They're live, friendly, smart, and guided by you. We'll do the ordinary. You get more time on the important. Fits any budget. Intelligent Assistance only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Well, well, Marilyn Musgrave is at it again.
What did she do this time?
Well, she's on a publicity trip in Alaska with her friends from Big Oil.
Didn't she just pull a publicity stunt in Washington?
Yeah, but the Coloradoan called her on that one. She looked silly.
Gas prices are still through the roof, and I have no idea what Musgrave's doing other than publicity stunts.
Well, what makes me really angry is to hear that Musgrave voted to give huge tax breaks to the big oil companies, even as they make billions in profits by gouging us at the pump.
If she were in Colorado, maybe we could tell her.
Call Marilyn Musgrave at 970-663-3536 and tell her we need lower fuel costs, not billions for big oil. Paid for by Majority Action.
Hey, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. Good folks. They've stood behind the radio station and stood behind this show since the very, very beginning. Now, look, if you're looking for more bang for your auto buck, there's no better place to go than Rocky's. They're the most unique car store in North America. And I say that because they take the individual time to try to help you to get the kind of vehicle you want at the price you can afford. They'll show you the book on any car that's there. They want to look at your trade-in, and they have their matching down incentive. Plus, they got great hours, 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening. Get out there and see my friend Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see Uncle Fester. Get out there and see Jules, Ziggy, Sherry, any of the folks working at Rockies. And they'll definitely, definitely take care of you. There's just not enough I can say about Rockies Autos. I have been solid friends with them. Mary and I have been solid friends with them now for well over 12 years. And they're family-owned and operated, so it's not like an absentee landlord situation. They live and work in the community, and they care about the community, and they show it time and time again. Rockies Autos, go see them. They're open tonight until 9. That's 63rd and Federal Rockies.
Should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $59.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and dish network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.
For John McCain, it would be bomb, 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 Iran. 8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin live at the Democratic National Convention along with John Turk. And let's say hello to Tony Masiaro. He is a senior vice president of political affairs and public education with the League of Conservation Voters, and we ask him here for one important reason, and that's to talk about something that's important to all of us in Colorado and all of us in the West, and I'm talking about water. And did I say your last name right?
It's Massaro.
Massaro?
Yes.
Okay, I said Masiaro. Okay, well, that figures, because I can never get anybody's last name right, including my own. But let's get to the heart of this. Let's talk about this. The West is expanding at a rapid rate. And I think if you go to places like Las Vegas and states like Nevada and Arizona, and even here in Colorado, we've got it going on too. More and more people are coming here, yet the water resources are getting thin. And you know, how long can this go on before it becomes unsustainable?
It's a great question. And, we got to use our water a lot more wisely. We waste a lot of water. We waste a lot of water in Denver. We waste a lot of water. So we waste it using it in urban areas. We also are very inefficient in our use in agriculture. And what we need to do is invest, have the urban areas invest in the agricultural areas being able to use their water efficiently, lining ditches, for example, things like that, using sprinkler systems that are much more efficient than the big spray ones where it all evaporates. And if we do that, then there's more water available for use in the urban areas. The agricultural community cannot afford that investment on their own. So we need to use the water a lot more efficiently.
You know, what this reminds me of, when I was growing up, and I remember that San Clemente, California, which, of course, later Richard Nixon moved to, but I was there long before Richard Nixon was there. I remember that there was no main pipeline of water from Los Angeles to San Clemente. So when you would go to the public drinking fountains, they would have lettered on the public drinking fountains, a warning about water shortage and not to waste any water. And there used to be signs around town about that. Now here I see in Denver in the summertime, there are yard signs. People have yard signs that are obviously given to them by the city that say, use only the water that you need. And we've got these states, and we're all in a struggle for the same water source. and also keeping the water clean. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the cleanliness of the water that we do use.
Well, I mean, that's a very big issue, and for us, it's one of the big differences between Barack Obama and John McCain. John McCain's voted against clean water initiatives six times in the last 10 years. So, you know, there is a big difference between the candidates, and that's true across the board on a number of races, including our U.S. Senate race. We have to keep the water clean. It's about quality and it's about quantity. And in Colorado, both of those issues are very important because, as you know, Mark Twain said a number of years ago, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting.
Yeah, exactly right. And you're talking about the Senate race that we have going on here in Colorado, where we would be in very perilous shape if Bob Schaefer becomes our next senator, because he's not focused in on these questions, and he's not focused in on these questions of the environment at all, where Mark Udall has spent his entire career working towards these goals.
Well, that's right. And, you know, if you remember, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners remember, in 2003 there was the $2 billion blank check that Governor Owens wanted to build water projects or whatever and take water from the Western Slope and put it in the Front Range, the kind of development that, you know, sprawl development in the Front Range. And it lost in every county, all 64 counties, because it was a really bad idea that Bob Schaefer supported,
right,
and Mark Udall opposed. And it shows the difference between these guys being in touch on the water issue and being in touch with the where the public is on these issues. It's a big difference between these candidates.
Tony, thanks so much for coming by. We really appreciate it. And where can people find out more about the League Conservation Voters?
Very easy, www.lcv.org.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's see if I can say your last name right. Tony Massaro, right?
Very good. Thank you very much,
Jay Marvin. Oh, boy. I should get an award. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for coming by, and you guys are welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Jay.
All right. We got more coming up from the Democratic National Convention. Stick around.
With your voice.
This election is about you.
On the station for the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
The American people.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Let us unite.
And AM760.net.
Elite Repair. Elite.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite SafeLight could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Your official station for the Democratic National Convention. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Plummeting home prices are pulling buyers back into the anemic housing market. The Commerce Department says in July, new home sales climbed at an unexpected 2.4%. Revised figures for June turned out to be much weaker than first estimated. New buyers are testing the waters as home prices fall. The widely watched Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller National Index shows home prices dropping during the second quarter of the year at the steepest rate ever recorded. S&P's David Blitzer.
Someday, values will go up. It's not today, it's not tomorrow, and looking at these data, I don't see any clear sign as to when it is. But I wouldn't give up hope. I just be very patient.
Americans are feeling a bit better about the economy. The conference board's Lynn Franco says its consumer confidence index posted its biggest gain in 2 years.
It's a little too early to tell if the worst is behind us because the readings still remain historically low.
New figures from the Census Bureau show the nation's level of poverty remained the same from 2006 to last year, while median household income increased a bit. In the jobs market, some workers are finding it more difficult to land a job, even while companies are facing problems attracting highly skilled employees. Jennifer Graz is with CareerBuilder.com.
You see job seekers becoming more aggressive in their negotiations. You also see employers more willing to pay a higher amount for those in-demand workers.
On day two of the Democratic National Convention, the focus shifts to the woman who lost a tough fight with Barack Obama. Tonight, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton addresses delegates who are still smarting from the long primary campaign. CBS News political correspondent Jeff Greenfield.
Hillary Clinton's job, for some of us, it's to say in no uncertain terms to her delegates and to her voters, I'm with Barack.
And tonight's keynote address will be delivered by former Virginia Governor Mark Warner. Tensions between the West and Moscow have been ratcheted up following today's announcement by Russian President Medvedev that he has given official recognition to Georgia's two breakaway regions. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice calls the development extremely unfortunate.
Abkhazia and South Ossetia are a part of the internationally recognized borders of Georgia, and it's going to remain so.
The lives of tens of thousands of war veterans have been altered by concussions triggered by explosions during their tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Up to 20% of combat vets suffer these traumatic brain injuries. Many clear up quickly. But for others, like former Staff Sergeant Kevin Owsley, who served in Iraq, the impact has been severe and noticeable by his wife.
I was having bad headaches and blurry vision and ringing in the ears, but she said I was getting violent, really angry at everybody. Short-tempered, snappy, and really moody.
Some vets advocates say the complications of concussions often go unrecognized. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 36 and the NASDAQ ahead 8 points. This is CBS News.
Labor Day weekend is the perfect time to paint, and Ace can help with Ace brand paint supplies, like a 4-piece tray set or a 3-pack of brushes. Now through Monday, they're both on sale for just $7.99, and they each come with an additional $3 mail-in rebate. You'll save even more with Ace Royal Paint, starting at $19.99 a gallon, and now with an extra $5 mail-in rebate. Limit 10. Hurry, these offers are good at participating stores now through Monday only while supplies last. See store for details. Ace, the helpful place.
You wake up. Your house is empty. Your family has disappeared. There is no explanation and no time for goodbye. Read No Time for Goodbye by Linwood Barclay. The book Tess Gerritsen calls one of the best thrillers of the year. Michael Connelly raves, No Time for Goodbye just flies off the page. You won't get up until you've turned the last page. You don't want to miss No Time for Goodbye by Linwood Barclay, a Bantam paperback.
Good morning, I'm Beverly Weaver with your AM 760 local news update. 100 protesters arrested early this morning after a confrontation with Denver police. Mayor John Hickenlooper says it was justified.
This was a large group that surged towards the police officers. A lot of them were seen carrying rocks or pieces of bricks. The police used some pepper spray on them to kind of force them back.
But some of the protesters say the pepper spray was too much.
There was no reason for this, no reason in the world.
Police are still processing some of those arrested. Inside the Pepsi Center, Colorado representatives say it's going great. Congressman Ed Perlmutter says he's getting delegates out to view things like a site for a new VA hospital.
I'm going to do the same thing looking at some interchanges today with some guys on the Transportation Committee. We're going to go on a bike ride up U.S. 36 on Thursday.
Perlmutter says it's a great chance to get other lawmakers out to see parts of Colorado. And one environment note, an 8,000-acre fire burning on BLM land where there are about 30 gas wells. The Mayberry Fire, as it's called, is about 30 miles northwest of Craig.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD with 31 different languages. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learn learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-338-1987. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now, 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
Picture taken in the Oval Office. See authentic signed presidential documents and more.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Find ticket info and your chance to win tickets on AM760.net.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Denver DNC 2008, live from the Democratic Convention at the Pepsi Center. This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J. Marvin.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin. Here live with John Turk, and I are here at the Democratic National Convention. All right, we've been hearing about this. We're going to talk to the man who broke this story, ABC's Aaron Katursky, who I have heard, virtually on every radio station I've ever worked at. His voice has been on, and he's not that old, so you can imagine that this guy gets around. Aaron, good morning, and nice to have you on the show.
It's good to be here, Jay. Thanks a lot.
What is going on with the supposed or alleged plot to shoot Barack Obama?
Yeah, this all started late yesterday when police arrested a known felon who had guns and drugs. A couple of his associates were subsequently arrested, and we're learning now that they have confessed to authorities about a desire to kill Barack Obama on Thursday night at Invesco Field at Mile High Stadium. This is a plot, though, that police say had no chance of succeeding. It was crude to begin with. And, in fact, one official told us we're probably dealing with meth-addicted knuckleheads.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, right? You know, cooking it up in their trailer or in their basement or something. Because how in the world, with all of the security here, how in the world do they think they could ever get in here or in Vesco or anywhere else?
Well, and that's just it. And that's why the police are, and the U.S. attorney, for that matter, saying that there really was never a credible threat against the candidate. But it does show you that there's some crazy out there, and thus the police state that you see outside.
So in the end, what are they going to charge this guy with?
They're going to be charged.
For these guys.
Well, the consideration by the FBI is to charge them with plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. We don't know that yet. For now, it could be firearm and drug possession charges.
All right, so will we know that later this afternoon, do you think?
We should. The U.S. attorney's going to hold a news conference later. I mean, obviously all levels now are involved in this because of the nature of what this is. I think that, you know, police, at first they were treating this seriously, then they said, no, this is just nuts, and now they're kind of somewhere in the middle. And no doubt they're on the lookout for more of this kind of thing leading up to the big night here.
All right. Aaron, I know you got other stuff to do. You're just going to kind of come by for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to have you on again.
Let's do it.
And just talk news. Boy, you've been on like almost every radio station I've ever worked at. And you're not supposed to ask women their age, but I'm going to ask you because I just feel like doing it. How old are you?
I'm 33.
How can you be 33 and be on that many radio stations? Have you ever thought about that?
It's weird, right?
All of us old guys, you know, working in the business, and it's like, oh, hey, do you want to have Aaron Katursky on? Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely, immediately.
Jay, I'm 33, and now I'm starting to feel really bad about myself.
I know. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, it's like, my God.
How old is Alex Stone? Like 30, 29?
No, Stone's like 12.
Yeah, I mean, he's like just went through puberty.
Exactly.
Aaron, thank you so much.
It's
thank
good
you for
to
coming
be here,
by.
Jay. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thank you so much. There's one of the best in the business, ABC's Aaron Katursky. Thank you, Aaron. We always thought you were like 60 years old, but now we find out that you're only in your 30s, and now we feel worse than we did before you sat down. All right, it's time for our Media Matters segment, where we examine the right wing and the mainstream media. And with us is our old buddy who writes, I say this every week and it's true, does the best job possible, who understands the broadcast media like nobody else, and that's Eric Bullard. He is a senior fellow at Media Matters. That's mediamatters.org. And Eric, good morning. Doing just fine. I mean, very, very hectic. And it's kind of a weird scene here. And it's a weird scene in the fact that I think you would appreciate this, is that we're the only progressive left-leaning voice, and we're surrounded by all of these conservative talk shows. So you sit here during the breaks, and you listen to all of their spiel. And as a matter of fact, one of the biggest human slugs of all time, Jerome Corsi, is walking around here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have him on the air. I mean, what would I talk to him about? How to do scholarly work quoting yourself?
He's readying the launch of a new 70-page rebuttal.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He's busy.
All right. So, how do you see the coverage so far?
I don't know. I'm in the general feeling of it doesn't have to do with the Democratic or the Republican. It's just that the press has essentially gone insane. And I think it started with the VP watch late last week. It started with the poll fascination about 2 weeks ago, and it was the VP watch, and now it's the convention. And it's just sort of, it just doesn't resemble journalism to me in the slightest, what
no.
I see on cable TV and what I'm reading in the newspapers. The whole Clinton story yesterday, I mean, I completely understand that was pre-scheduled. Press had been looking forward to that for weeks, if not months. There was nothing anyone could do to stop that story from becoming a tidal wave. But it just in general, conventions become less newsworthy and they get more attention each time. And I think it's because I think the press loves the conventions because there is no news, specifically because there is no news. There's virtually no discussion of issues. It's the easiest thing in the world to cover for them, people from the campaign trail. And to me, it just sort of highlights how badly campaign journalism has become.
Yeah,
and again,
really
if you marry that with the VP watch, which I thought was inane, and all that poll chatter when pre-convention polls in the history of this country have never mattered at all. It's just the press loves to focus on stories that essentially have no relevance and that are easy, and you just sort of do a lot of yapping. So the convention's perfect for all those things.
Yeah, well, the talk radio part of this, too, is like really, embarrassing. Had some guys behind me who were talking about, okay, this is their answer to the John McCain thing about not knowing how many houses he has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going into this whole thing about, call us now and tell us what you think Joe Biden's worth is. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. In a way, I mean, talk radio is built around the whole idea that you got to fill up a lot of time. And if there's a lot of news, that's great. And if not, then it's your job to fill up time. And I sort of understand that. But for, cable TV and quote-unquote real journalism, the point has in the past hadn't been to just fill up as much time as possible. The point was to really sort of highlight and cover with a certain amount of seriousness issues that come up on a campaign trail. But this beast that has been constructed, this multi-million dollar media beast that's been built to cover this campaign, look, it's got to be fed every hour on the hour. And I mean, if you just look at the coverage this summer, it's been so. I mean, you could read the cover in July, and you would really assume like the campaign was 8 days away.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just sort of this breathless analysis of nothing.
And
here's the funny part. I mean, I think after the Democratic and Republican conventions are over, we're looking at like the first week of September. My hunch is that the press essentially could have skipped covering the entire campaign from June 15th to September 15th, and almost none of the fundamentals of the campaign have changed. And nothing that the press wrote about or covered during those 3 months will, in the end, matter.
You know what this convention reminds me of? For one thing, it's nice to be in friendly territory for a change, even though the people around me are not friendly in the sense of ideology.
Right.
But what it reminds me of is it reminds me of the days when I was a country music disc jockey, and they used to have... they used to have Disc Jockey Week in Nashville. Of course, now they don't have Disc Jockey Week because now it's either syndicated or voice track, so there's nobody to show up.
Right. But was this part of fanfare or something different?
No, it was totally different from fanfare. They had it in October, and you would go, and the record companies would throw all these parties.
Right.
And basically what you were into is you were into hobnobbing with country music stars people from other radio stations and record promotion people, and that's kind of what this is about. This is kind of like about hobnobbing with people and bumping shoulders.
Which is great, but then the press then treats that as news. You know, if this is just sort of like a widget convention and everyone comes together, that's great, but the people who sell widgets then don't take over our news landscape and pretend that it's news. You know, the number that's been thrown out, and I haven't seen anyone deny this, is 15,000 journalists.
Well,
I
would say there's probably 15,000. I would say there was probably more. And I'll tell you something else that I found really weird, too. Yesterday, I wandered outside of the premise, the perimeter here, to go home. And, you know, of course you get people walking up to you who ask if you're from here. And if you are, can you tell me how to get to so-and-so street?
Right.
And can you tell me how to do this? And a lot of them had delegate credentials on. And a lot of them were asking me, like, well, where's the Pepsi Center? And I'd say, just down the street.
Right.
But I was asking them just off of, you know, the top of my head. I was saying, well, are you a Hillary supporter or are you a Obama supporter? And I would uniformly get this answer. I used to be for Hillary, but I'm now backing Obama 100%.
Right.
And the weird thing is that the press is fixated on ginning up this whole...
It's 98% manufactured. And what's interesting, you talk about the delegates. I haven't watched this nonstop. I haven't seen a single interview with a delegate on TV, and I don't think I've read three delegates being quoted. The press used to go to conventions to cover the delegates, to interview them, get their insight, what's going on. Now they're just sort of an afterthought.
Right.
And they're more interested in talking with other journalists. But you're absolutely right. This Hillary narrative was just absolutely, you know.
It's manufactured.
Come Thursday and Friday, no one's going to remember it. She's going to give a great speech. Michelle Obama gave a great speech. Bill Clinton's going to give a great speech. And Barack Obama's going to give a great speech. And then, you know, on Friday, people are like, oh, gosh, why did we waste those 42 hours talking about, you know, disunity in the Clinton? I mean, you know, this whole idea that she... going to address the convention and put her name into roll call. If you read the coverage, you would assume that this is some wildly unprecedented event, only concocted to feed her ego. You know, there's absolutely no historical context whatsoever.
Yeah.
The historical context is, if you're a Democrat and you win lots of states and lots of delegates, you get to address the convention, you put your name in nomination. Jerry Brown did it, Jesse Jackson did it, Harry Hart did it. The world didn't end. But when Hillary does it, it's sort of World War III. And it's interesting, Jerry Brown, Jesse Jackson, Gary Hart, all of them refused to endorse their party's nominee prior to the convention.
And nobody made a big deal about it.
No. I mean, Jesse Jackson's speech was hailed as the highlight of the convention.
And now it's
when Hillary does it and endorses the party's nominee months ahead, the way no one else has ever done, you know, she's the Glenn Close of the Democratic Party.
I know it. I know it. Eric, thank you, man. Thank you so much for being with us a last-minute notice, and we urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org.
Oh, yeah, we got a new media blog over there, MediaMatters.org, and then click on County Fair.
Oh, all right. We'll definitely check that out. And once again, thanks.
Sure thing.
You're one of the brightest guys I know about broadcasts, so I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, along with John Turk at the Democratic National Convention. We're live here, and we'll get a local look at the media with Bill Menendez from Colorado. What, I didn't get his name right again? Billy M.
Menezes.
Menezes. Billy M., which is our new name for him. And we're going to talk to him about the local coverage coming up. Right now, we're going to talk to Todd Parker about traffic.
Watch out for some leftover delays due to an earlier accident on the westbound side of C-470. It occurred right around Santa Fe. Now, the rest of Metro Highway is looking pretty good right now. No delays to report on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, or on 36, both in and out of Boulder. Off the highways, remember that Spear is now closed between I-25 and Lawrence for the DNC. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
For your end-of-summer celebration, or any time, visit Safeway for inspiration and great savings. Or save money and time at Safeway.com. Enter your zip code and view weekly specials near you. You'll find great values you can count on. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
AM 760 Progressive Talk coverage of the Democratic National Convention is brought to you by the Colorado legend, Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza. Bojo's mountain pies are famous. They reach impressive elevations with over 10 sauces, 30 meats, fruits, vegetables, and 10 cheeses. The choice is yours. Need healthy choices? Try their soup and salad bar with over 30 garden grades. Gluten-free pizza is also available. Travelocity awarded Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza one of the top insider spots in the U.S. Visit Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and locations. Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now, that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus uniquely offers the world-class quality of a CSU education, conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certificate programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. The fall term begins September 1st. Enroll now and you can lock in a tuition rate that's about half of what we normally charge. To learn more, a lot more, go to csuglobal.org, Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Well, well, Marilyn Musgrave is at it again.
What did she do this time?
Well, she's on a publicity trip in Alaska with her friends from Big Oil.
Didn't she just pull a publicity stunt in Washington?
Yeah, but the Coloradoan called her on that one. She looks silly.
Gas prices are still through the roof, and I have no idea what Musgrave's doing other than publicity stunts.
Well, what makes me really angry is to hear that Musgrave voted to give huge tax breaks to the big oil companies, even as they make billions in profits by gouging us at the pump.
If she were in Colorado, maybe we could tell her.
Call Marilyn Musgrave at 970-663-3536 and tell her we need lower fuel costs, not billions for big oil. Paid for by Majority Action.
It's 23 minutes after 9 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Martin and John Turk. At the Democratic National Convention, thank you to Brad Lopez, who's running this back at the station and is making our life 100% easy. Let's take a look at what's going on with the local scene. This is Media Matters for Colorado, and here's a guy. I'm not even going to try your last name because I never get it right.
Bill Menezes, Colorado Media Matters.
Bill Menezes. Didn't you ever have, like, did you have trouble in school?
Oh, you know, the first day roll call every year, so the teachers just got used to it.
Okay, so, well, if teachers can do it, then I guess I can do it. All right. We're not seeing a lot of what's going on in the printed media here. They do pass out newspapers, but by the time they get them to us, we're usually already on the air. So we really can't get a look at what's going on. How's the coverage doing? Let's start with the Rocky. How's the coverage doing in the Rocky?
Well, interestingly enough, Eric Bullard, who was just on the program, made some points that apply directly to how the Rocky has been covering the convention. There's a lot of coverage about ancillary things like parties, who's seeing what restaurants, you know, who's showing up. There's some decent coverage, I think, of the protests that have helped put them into perspective. But by the same token, the same things that Eric said the media are fixated on, which are really tangential to the overall convention, are dominating coverage in the Rocky, primarily this thing about this alleged delegate fight between the Clinton and Obama supporters. Page after page after page of story in the Rocky today.
Which, when you get in here inside the building and you start talking to people and you start talking to delegates, they look at you like, well, yeah, okay, there are going to be people who are not going to be totally happy, because if you fight real hard for a candidate and your candidate doesn't win, then you're going to have a sense of disappointment, but there's no sense of deep division or fracturing here, they're making it out to be.
You get the sense that the reporters who are covering the convention have been sent out with marching orders. These are the stories we want covered. These are what the editors think the stories are, and that's what they're going to cover. Not what they may find out once they're on the floor or talking to people from around the country, say the story is, but, okay, you go out, get a story from various state delegations about this Clinton-Obama fight. You talk to the Colorado people about the Clinton-Obama fight. I saw some quotes from Awilda Marquez, who is a Hillary Clinton supporter, very powerful, very influential figure in Colorado progressive politics, and someone who I think most people respect a great deal. And all they quoted her on was her disappointment that Hillary Clinton wasn't going to get the nomination. And I think Awilda Marquez is much deeper than that. I think she has a lot more to say. The question is, did she say it and it didn't get printed? And we'll never know.
That's right. We'll never get a sense of that. How about the Denver Post? How are they doing?
I think they're doing about the same job. The newspapers are really stretching themselves to try and get every falling sparrow this week in terms of what's going on related to the convention. And, with the good elements of talking about things that a lot of the national media won't, because it's really a hometown story. It also means that you have reporters covering things that they're not used to covering. They don't have developed sources. The beats at the newspapers these days are not as strongly defined as they may have been in years past. Going back to the Rocky, I saw their books editor, Patty Thorne, doing news stories about the convention. When you see that kind of thing, I'm sure Patty, like everybody else there, wants to chip in and help with the coverage of a once-in-a-lifetime event. But by the same token, do you really think you're getting the best news coverage possible when you take your books editor and you put them in the trenches at a national political convention? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I think that as readers look at how the Post and the Rocky are covering this convention, they need to ask themselves, are there things going on that I'm not being told about?
9:27, 27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're live from the Democratic National Convention. Bill Menendez.
Billy M.
I do that to him all the time. Billy M. from Colorado Media Matters. All right, let's look at television.
Television had some red flags that went up, I think, right before the convention, and we're still kind of keeping a close eye on them to see how they materialize. For example, there was a reality check, which is the popular thing for TV news to do now.
Right, they look on the campaign
ads,
commercials, right.
Exactly, see what's factually true and what's not. And some of them are done very well. Somebody does need to fact check these things, especially since they become news in and of themselves. Unfortunately, we saw one on KCNC, CBS4, on Friday that repeated a myth about Senator Obama, that he paid $300,000 below market value for a home he bought in Chicago years ago because of help from an acquaintance who's a discredited
You're talking about where he lives in Hyde Park, and you're talking about Tony Rezko.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, the $300,000 below market value is a falsehood.
Yeah, it's not true.
Now, the Obamas did pay $300,000 below the asking price, but as the seller themselves has said numerous times, publicly and on the record, that was the best offer they got. They only got two offers, and there was absolutely no involvement with Tony Rezko in the sale price. The Obamas got no special deal. So for CBS4 to go on the air and repeat that $300,000 below market value figure is just the conservative echo chamber in action. They clearly didn't check it out. They cited no source for that information. And unfortunately, given that they have a partnership with the Rocky Mountain News, lo and behold, that reality check showed up in today's newspaper in print with the same falsehood in it. So TV needs to do a better job of checking its facts, for one thing. The second red flag is the use of certain conservative voices as pundits this week to comment on the convention. As we pointed out, KUSA is using former Congressman Bob Beaupre and former Governor Bill Owens as commenters on the convention, which in and of itself is fine. But viewers need to be aware, as we've documented numerous times in the past, both of those gentlemen have a track record of going on the air and making statements that are factually false and promote their points of view.
Oh, not Bob Beaupre, God forbid.
Not Bob, 70% of African-American pregnancies end in abortion, Beaupre. Do you remember that from 2 years ago?
Sure, I remember it.
That may have cost him the governorship. He also, on his personal blog, had an entry about an alleged terrorist attack thwarted on an Arizona military base a year or so ago that, unfortunately, the newspapers that same day in that same area of Arizona were quoting the FBI as saying was complete fiction. Did Bob Beaupre check it out? No, he just repeated it publicly as if it were fact, even though there was a lot of information to show that it wasn't. So that's what people need to look out for as they listen to Bill Owens and Bob Beaupre on KUSA this week. Now, the good news
is... I wonder if KUSA, I wonder if they're... admitting former Governor Owens' involvement in the Trailhead Group. They're probably leaving that out, too.
You know, it's hard to say, but the good news is that KUSA has probably one of the best, if not the best, local political reporters behind the mic, and that's Adam Schrager.
Yeah, he's great.
Adam is great. He's a good reporter. He's diligent. He's imaginative. He doesn't accept the status quo. So if there was anybody on the other side that I would want talking to these two, it would be Adam.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I just don't think that people who have been known to inject distortions into the air should be given credible airtime as analysts of what's going on. Because now what we're doing here is we're starting to smear the lines between journalism and opinion chatter. And so you're not getting a journalistic breakdown of what's going on. What you're doing is you're getting a point of view, and then they're going to turn around during the Republican convention, you told me, and they're going to do the same thing there. And I find that to be just as, unless you put a stamp on there, this is editorial time or opinion time, you know, don't run it because it's misleading.
I think they're probably doing a good job of identifying Beaupre and Owens as analysts or conservative analysts or points of view. But you're right. To the average viewer, they're looking at the TV screen. They're seeing them on there. And they're assuming that these people, what they say has been vetted, or that they would not go on the air and say something that is factually inaccurate. And we've documented numerous times that's just not true. Now, the second part of that is there are a lot of credible, responsible, conservative voices out there who can serve these purposes. You know, people like former Senator Brown. There are a lot of them out there, and those are the types of voices, I think, that tend to have better track records. They're not always available when the networks need them, so it's kind of a balancing act. They want to have some type of commentary, which, of course, as you know, is now the standard practice. You can't just have news. You've got to have commentary at the same time, for better or for worse. And I think sometimes they play with the cards they're dealt. I just think they need to be careful not to get burned by the hand they're holding.
Yeah. I would agree. Billy, thanks, man. Thanks
glad
for
to do
coming
it, man.
On the show.
Enjoy the rest of the show. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, you got it. All right, there's Billy M. from Colorado Media Matters. Go to coloradomediamatters.org. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John Turk. By the way, if you're wondering where David Sirota is, he's out making like 10,000 appearances about his book. So hopefully we'll get him back on Thursday. Right now we're going to bring Todd Parker in to take a look at traffic.
Watch out for some leftover delays due to an earlier accident on the westbound side of C-470. Occurred right around Santa Fe. Now, the rest of Metro Highway is looking pretty good right now. No delays to report on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, or on 36, both in and out of Boulder. Off the highways, remember that Spear is now closed between I-25 and Lawrence for the DNC. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Walmart, today's a great day to save money. Start saving now with Tide 100-ounce laundry detergent for $10. Secret deodorant.
It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system. Jack Micek Heating and Cooling services all makes and models of furnaces and boilers, and now is the time to have them checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. jackmisek.hvac.com. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling today.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now, that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus uniquely offers the world-class quality of a CSU education, conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certificate programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. The fall term begins September 1st. Enroll now, and you can lock in a tuition rate that's about half of what we normally charge. To learn more, a lot more, go to csuglobal.org, Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
itsmycarnow.com.
Offers non-stop service from Denver to Omaha and San Francisco International starting September 2nd. So what are you waiting for? Book your non-stop flight to Omaha or San Francisco on southwest.com today.
Now free to move about the country.
Exclusive four-story townhomes for sale in the historic Highlands neighborhood. Spectacular mountain and downtown views. Two-car garage with private entrance. Two fireplaces, granite countertops, multiple patios, and mahogany floors. Three unique floor plans, all over 2,200 square feet from the mid-sixes. Minutes from downtown in a quiet, peaceful setting. Urban living redefined. For more info, go to 3040zunai.com or call 303-345-6010. 303-345-6010. 3040zunai.com, you're finally home.
You'll never get the runaround at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cottman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Thirty-seven minutes after the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin and John Turk live from the DNC. Let's go to our man, our go-to man throughout the entire campaign, Rich Masters. Rich, where are you?
I am. I'm in Denver, and I'm probably outside of the perimeter. It is quite a security scene, is it not, Jay?
Yeah, it is, but I think they're doing a pretty good job. All right, I'm going to brag a little bit. They're doing a better job here than they did in Boston 4 years ago.
Yeah, let me tell you, this city, I'm loving it. I think the city is really open to arms. You know, I mean, I think, that the security is locked down tight. Now, don't get me wrong, it makes it a pain for people like me to get in and out of that building. But, you know, the first thing is secure and make sure it's tight. And they've really tightened it down. And this city is great, Jay. You have a lot to be proud of on how the whole city unfolded.
Yeah, we are. We're very proud of it. Now, when you say you're outside the perimeter, where are you outside the perimeter? Well, I mean, wait a minute. Don't give your exact location, but are you far outside the perimeter? I mean, is it possible for us to hook up with you at some time, or what's the story?
I think we will. I'm working with your guys, and I'm working with the DNC to try to get some credentials. The problem, as you know, Jay, is they've got the perimeter moved from right outside the Pepsi Center to about 6 or 7 blocks away from the Pepsi Center. So you need a credential to get just outside of the center. So it's been quite a challenge. I'm hoping to work it out so I can get by and see you all one day.
Okay, I hope so. All right, quick rundown here before we run out of time. Your take on last night?
First of all, it was great. I mean, the thing about this convention is that people, the 20 to 30% of the American people who have never even given this much thought, they've kind of heard about this African-American guy who is running for president, but they don't know much about him. These are the people who decide elections, Jay. It's not people like you and me. And they turned in last night, and you cannot have... you could not have listened to Michelle Obama's speech and the introduction to Barack Obama to the rest of the country without saying, this is my story. This is America's story. His skin color may be different, but his story is the same, his dreams are the same, and he shares my values. I thought last night was a tremendous kickoff to the campaign. Really, it's going to start filling in that picture for those people who are just now starting to look. They're going to be able to see a Barack Obama that those of us who've seen him in action for years are going to start to see that and come to it. I think it was a tremendous kickoff, and I'm looking forward, to tonight as well. I think it's going to be huge. I think having Hillary Clinton address the convention is going to be electric, turning her delegates loose. I think to support Barack Obama is a tremendous show of unity. And I get the sense that we're finally getting past the really tough primary, Jay.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think a lot of this whole RIF thing is a media invention. All right, Rich, thanks for being on. And find your way in this building. And if you don't find your way in this building, send me a text message or send me an email or something and tell me where I can find you.
It's a deal, my brother. I promise. We will hook up. I promise.
All right, man. I hope so. I love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great, Jay. Thanks, buddy.
All right. There's Rich Masters, Corvus Communications. Good cat. And he's helped us since the very beginning here. And I wanted to know where he was, but I want to get up his total locations. At least somebody could come by. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour. J. Marvin, John Turk, live at the Democratic National Convention. And my man, John Nichols, is back again.
I am, wherever J. Marvin is, I am following.
All right, what's
my nominee?
What's your take so far?
You know, I thought last night was okay. I don't want to take some of the air out of your previous guest's spin. But, Michelle Obama, rock star. I actually, seriously, she could be a candidate and do pretty well. Kennedy, tears, fabulous, great event. Most important speech of the night, Jim Leach, the Republican from Iowa, who actually made a pretty darn good case for thinking Republicans to switch over. But there was a lot of kind of chitter-chatter, and there was also, I got to be honest, I didn't hear message last night.
I don't think last night was about message,
I know,
though.
But you got it. You got 4 days, and I just want to say one. Michelle Obama did the two things she had to do. Number one, she had to say that she loves America, because Sean Hannity says she doesn't. And two, she had to say she loves Hillary Clinton, which she doesn't. And you're going to hear a lot of other people say, I love Hillary Clinton. That is not the answer here. It's not. That doesn't mean a thing. What people need to be saying is, I love the economics that working women care about. I love child care for all. I love functional schools. I love a health care plan that really does. That means you don't have to, struggle to get your kid into get a checkup for your kid. This stuff's got to be talked about a lot more, because that's where the tripwires are. And I'm very, I got to be honest, and Sirota would say the same thing to you. I'm frightened that this convention might fritter away too much time without getting to a heart and soul economic message. And that pushes the whole Clinton thing and everything aside, if you can get to the heart and soul economics. If you don't, then we're going to gossip.
Let me digest this a little bit. Let me think about this. I'm looking for a way to disagree. Well, I hear what you're saying, we need to get out there. We need to make the distinction between ourselves and John McCain and Rudy Giuliani, who's in town, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
Rudy Giuliani.
And he's touring a terrorism exhibit.
I know. Can you believe this?
Well,
of course.
This is in honor of, and it's actually a part of the Democratic program. People think he's coming for counter. This is to honor the best line of the primary campaign, Joe Biden's,
right,
Rudy Giuliani's entire message is a noun, a verb, and 9/11. Here he is to come and talk about it. It's like if we needed to highlight Biden's actually pretty brilliant skills on summing people up. Here you go.
I mean, of all places, he goes there.
Well, look, Rudy Giuliani is one of the great tragic figures of American politics. Here's a guy who was America's mayor, who seized a tragedy, did pretty good with it, and then, of course, used it for political purposes to try and advance his own career. And he crashed and burned politically.
Yeah, he
was
did.
A total failure, and he means nothing in American politics anymore. So he's in Denver.
And Mitt Romney, I think, is also going to be here as well.
That is painful. I'm hoping that we can repeat that beautiful thing. If folks, if your listeners have not seen this, and you can watch it on YouTube, search Mitt Romney and Jacksonville, Florida. Because there's a wonderful scene where, bizarrely, he somehow his campaign staff screwed up, and they sent him to an African-American event, and they got video of Mitt Romney out greeting little African-American kids going, wow, is that some bling bling? You know, I'm not kidding. It is one of the, you have, you know, I didn't know what, I'm a very, very white person. I'm like, embarrassingly so. But Mitt Romney,
he's a very white person.
He is the pinnacle of it, man. This was so agonizing. It was so, it wasn't mean, it wasn't racist or anything like that. It was just pathetic. And the fact is that I think if Mitt Romney were to be the Republican nominee for vice president, Democrats do not need to, they don't need to attack his record. They don't need to, you know, look for, you know, bad things. Don't do any of that. Just put a camera on the guy. Just follow him around.
Right.
You know, just show him Cinema Verite live. They ought to create, if I was a Democratic National Committee, I'd create a Mitt Romney channel.
Yeah.
Just 24/7. Just watch. Even if he's sleeping, we'll watch.
Because he's like Senator Makaka.
He's a gaffe a minute. And he is, the gaffes are not, it's just that, that if you want to talk about, you know, they were saying Michelle Obama was connecting last night because she's a lot like the rest of America. And in fact, I thought her speech really did do a good job of a lot of that. And in truth, she's not. She's like a lot of Americans who, you know, the dad in the family is a U.S. senator and the mom is a healthcare CEO. But, you know, she did pretty good. But Mitt Romney really isn't like a lot of the rest of America.
No, not at all. Not
he's
not
born
anywhere
into
near
immense wealth.
Yes.
And the other thing is the way he thinks like a real Republican, and I love getting his verbiage out there. It's wonderful. Again, don't look for scandal or anything. Let him speak.
But he's also a guy who is the Mitt Romney who ran against Ted Kennedy would not
a liberal Democrat.
Yes, would not vote for the Mitt Romney that's in the world today. Same thing with John McCain. The John McCain of 2000 would not vote for the John McCain of 2008.
Without a doubt, you're correct. But this is one of the complexities of American politics, is that Romney never really connected at a national level as the old liberal Republican that he was.
Right.
His father was a great liberal Republican. But McCain actually still is getting a benefit. He's playing this both ways amazingly successfully. That, you know, he was the maverick. He stood up to Bush. And, well, yeah, but he votes to Bush 95% of the time. And what we really, the 2008 campaign is a fight between those two narratives, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Now, there's an Obama narrative fight as well. But on McCain, it is, you know, if he's the maverick, he might well win the presidency.
You know what I wish would happen is I wish just some reporter would say to him when he answers, well, I was a POW. I want one of them to say to him, yeah, but what does that have to do with this? What we're talking about currently.
He did it last night.
Yeah, he did it last night.
It was
alone.
Astounding.
Why does he keep going?
I was a POW.
Why does he keep going to that well all the time?
Well, you see, this is, and again, I'm looking to Biden on this one. I'm very serious. This is one of those things. It's a really tough needle to thread. But if somehow you can sum that up without disrespecting, and that's the tough part. But remember, Biden had a tough one on Giuliani, and he took 9/11. He said, noun, verb, 9/11. Everybody got it, and it really took him down. Somebody is going to, and it's got to be at the top level. It's not going to be you and me, brother. It's not going to be some reporter.
Right.
It's got to be at that highest level where all the cameras are on, has to put a circle around that and do something with it, because it is, in the campaign, it may be annoying. In the White House, it could be really destructive and damaging, because if you say, well, you can be president of the United States because you were a POW, right, and there's nothing, not a lot else going on there, what do you do when you got a child care issue? What do you do? You got a health care issue.
Yeah,
what do you do when so many other things come up?
Well, when they ask him about the economy, I mean, his answer is, I don't know much about that.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize, this is really important stuff, because we in the media are guilty of ceding our role, right? All we do now is sort of stenography to the
two sides. That's right. I mean, and reporters have become stenographers.
And they allow these people to say absurd things and get away with it. Now, I'm not blaming Leno. Leno's a comedy show.
Yeah, right.
But reporters who talk to this guy allow him to get away with incredibly absurd things, and we shouldn't. But that is the dynamic we're in. When you and I talk about a lot with the need for media reform, But that dynamic means that the only way we break this pattern is if, frankly, Joe Biden, he's going to be the one. It's not going to come from Obama. Joe Biden himself somehow figures out how to talk about this.
Well, he will.
I think he will. And I will tell you, you know, I'm not a lover of Joe Biden. I don't think he's perfect. But I think he may be the exact right person for this race because he, there is no one who likes to fight quite as much as Joe Biden.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I'm tired of getting beaten down at every turn of the mile. I'm sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we should get it together and say, okay, you know what? You want to do this? You want to rumble?
Yeah.
Fine. We'll rumble.
Because you know what? The American people always tell pollsters they want, you know, bipartisanship and niceness. But no, you're putting somebody in charge of defending the country, making the country function. You want somebody tough and strong that'll do the job. And so if they're not tough and strong enough to win an election, you don't make them president.
Yeah, that's exactly right. John Nichols, you can read him in The Nation. You can read him where else?
Oh, Nation, Cap Times, all over the place. But the only thing that matters is that sometimes I'm on the J. Marvin Show.
That's only when we can get a hold of
Hey, brother.
You. Hey, you know what? Look, as long as we've known each other, I want your inside email address.
I'm not going to give it to you on air.
Well, no. Yeah. But you want to write it down somewhere for...
I will.
Because, you know, there's occasional times
I love you.
I ask your opinion.
I love you. You
are... want to exchange email with you and say, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, but then I'd have to have a thought. Or a cogent thought.
You're the best.
All right, brother. You are the best, and I love that you're out here doing this. So you keep it up.
Well, it's us. With
I know.
You're
in the
sea of right-wing guys.
I just want to tell you, your listeners, this last thing, because I got to go do other stuff, and you do too, but last thing I'll say is, listeners should know this. There's a talk radio ghetto here downstairs that is so tragic. It's like a talk radio sweatshop.
Yeah.
Down there, it's like a room you can't move in. There's
yeah, exactly.
No air. It's awful. It's like, you know, black hole of Calcutta. And then, but the cool hosts, they're up here, you know, on the mountaintop, you know.
Well, we're here because we're local. By the way,
it's damn fine, man. You don't want to be in the talk. You don't want to be downstairs, let me tell you.
By the way, if there's a stench in the room, Jerome Corsi is here somewhere. So that's what that smell is.
Oh, I smell. Well, I'm hoping maybe they'll bring Rudy over.
Rudy Giuliani?
A noun, a verb, and a guy that got beat for president.
Yeah, Rudy, if you're out there, man, I can send you to Barrett's Dental. They do good work.
Oh, don't pick on. You know, of all the things to pick on about Rudy Giuliani, make that number three.
Well, why not? Listen, I can go the low road.
Oh, it's
matter
your
fact,
career.
I like it. Okay, 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Todd Parker with traffic.
Watch out for some leftover delays due to an earlier accident on the westbound side of C-470. It occurred right around Santa Fe. Now, the rest of Metro Highway is looking pretty good right now. No delays to report on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, or on 36, both in and out of Boulder. Off the highways, remember that Spear is now closed between I-25 and Lawrence for the DNC. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Vegas right now is opportunity knocking with the best offers in years. Answer the door and live the dream. Vegas is yours for the taking with...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
Card filled with $30. And you could even get your gas tank filled for free. For every prescription you transfer to Rite Aid with a coupon, you'll get an entry into our weekly drawing for a year's worth of free gas, a $2,600 value. Keep your prescription with us, and you'll be re-entered into the drawing each week. Switch to Rite Aid and fill up on all the rewards we have to offer. See circular for coupon and pharmacist for details. Not valid in New York or New Jersey.
No, It's 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to say hello to our friends in the Lakewood Police Department, too. They're doing a marvelous job out here. All of law enforcement really is. And speaking about doing a marvelous job, Rocky's Autos does a marvelous job at providing you the best bang for your auto buck. They're at 63rd and Federal. They open at 9, and they stay open until 9 in the evening. And there's over 100 people out there that are dedicated to giving you the kind of service that you deserve. Now let's talk about selection. They've got over 600 vehicles on the lot, more coming all the time. Everything you want from SUVs, pickup trucks, to vehicles that get great gas mileage, even to exotic automobiles as well. Rockies has got it all covered, and they'll show you the book on any vehicle you're interested in. They have their matching down incentive, and they do want to see your trade in. Get out there and see my man Spanky Herrera. You tell him J. Marvin sent you. Get out there and see Uncle Fester. You tell him J. Marvin sent you. Get out there and see Gerard Menard. Get out there and see Freddie Labrato, any of the gang at Rockies. They'll really give you a good deal because they're good people. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
I have been a vegetarian my whole life.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Some guy offered me $50 to eat a buffalo wing, but I refused. I was like, I'm not putting my morality on the line for your $50.
Her Match.com username is Komnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
Well, I'm back. Okay, 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John Turk, live from the DNC. This is day number two. And I'll put you on the air if you want to sit down here. I don't care. Stephen Tubbs from the Colorado Morning News. All right, so...
How much time you got?
More time than you'll need.
Have I ever told you on the air live, on this very frequency, how much I love you?
I love you, too.
You're a good man. You're a solid journalist.
No, don't say that. Don't say I'm a journalist.
That's what Turk wanted me to tell you. Didn't you just say that? Call him a journalist, Turk?
No, I'm not a journalist. You're a journalist.
Turk, by the way, cheats.
You're a journalist.
On the links. You're a cheater.
Whatever.
It was only because you shot about, 10, 15 strokes less than me?
Yeah, you did beat me that day.
I did?
The last day it'll ever happen.
Well, it was the toes. You got a toe problem right now. How you guys doing on the Big 760 here as far as convention coverage? Are you bored yet?
No, we're having a good time. How about you guys?
We're doing great, I think. The only thing is I get sick of having to say no, and our producer, Jason Borgman, always having to turn down these. I mean, let's face it. There are A guests, there are B guests, and I think I've seen a few X, Y, and Z guests
as well.
Am I right?
Yes, you always get that. And so you got to tell them, no, we're not interested in talking about manhole covers in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. We thought, Jay, that we'd have all these protesters. This is my fourth convention, and there's no comparison so far.
No, not
Where are they?
Not at all.
Are they coming?
Let me just ask you real quick. Did you have Jerome Corsi on your show?
We had him on about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Did you wash your hands afterwards?
Well, that was an interesting interview.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You guys have a great rest of the day. You can listen to me live tomorrow on 850 KOA. That's 850 KOA.
Pull the plug out of the sky.
Or 850KOA.com. I love you, Jay.
Yeah,
love you too, Kirk.
You guys would never put me on.
760. I remember when it was K-Talk.
Oh, thanks a lot.
The Zone.
Thanks a lot. All right,
now,
we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Marvin's.
We're going to go beat Stephen Tubbs up.
Car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
itsmycarnow.com.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Even when the Constitution seems to be a thing of the past, you do still have rights.